listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
Yeah, yeah. Now you can hum all you want to, come all you want to. Money, I'ma front you. Girl, I'm gonna flaunt you. I'ma always want you when nobody wants you. If I die now, my love will still haunt you. Uh-huh. Mason, the one that paid for your phone.
Come on.
Mason, the one that'll take you home. Even though I'm like loans, I can make you moan. I'm done.
That's right. Hey, welcome to... Welcome to the Black Guy Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen.
We're in the house on a Sunday.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, Sunday.
20 years to the day that Hell on Earth came out for Mobb Deep. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a big day. It's a big, very big day. And of course, this is a big day. We have a big guest, man. You guys should know him from his own podcast, the Comedy Outliers podcast. You should know him from his monthly show, Comedy Outliers, that he does with Brandon Collins. And you should know him from, you know, Can't Stop, Won't Stop, which was, you know, his web series, which is his web series. So, you know, it's already done season two of it. So hopefully get season three soon.
Season three, 2017.
That's what I'm saying. It's my man Mike Brown, you know, a.k.a. Yo Mike Brown on Twitter. What's up, man?
I'm good, man. Shooting niggas in the morning, man. I'm good. I'm feeling, feeling great. I'm so blessed. I forgot how influential Diddy was. Like, on the podcast, we did do our Diddy episode. Mm-hmm. But, like, hearing it and not, like, setting it up myself, you know what I mean? It's like a massage. Like, if you try to massage your own yourself, it's like, oh, this is cool. But when somebody else, you're like, oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, so I was, we were listening to that. Well, Karen listened to the last little bit of that because I actually listened to that episode the other day. Mm-hmm. And we were in the car, and she was like, "I could listen to a whole episode of this." I was like, "Yeah, they did a whole episode
of this.
You just heard. You only hearing the end." Like,
my bad. Puff Daddy Appreciation was lit.
Yeah, he was just all around too. It wasn't just a matter of like, oh, his album or, you know, even his label. It's like, he was just, I forgot about Pastor Cavassier. I forgot about Welcome to Atlanta.
He was in literally everything. I think now, since Diddy is older, a lot of people kind of forgot that in his heyday, he was literally everywhere, but didn't rap. Like, he literally would just show up and, like, I know I joke about the take that, but that was literally him. Like, he was the one that did, like, the shiny suit. People were like, this is a goddamn circus, but the circus was selling. Nobody cared. It was still flames in the street. And, you know, now people go, well, that's corny. Okay, well, then you have to think of the time it was in.
It's also different, too, because, like, you know, now every rapper has their, like, signature ad lib. You know what I mean? Like, Lil Wayne had the remix, baby. You had Designer with the yeah. You know, it's all because of that take that. He branded an ad lib. So if you had that ad lib on your song, people are like, oh, we got to play that song. That's why DJ Mustard has his drop. All these DJs have their thing. So it's a different vibe. But we just got to appreciate the old people and what they do.
Yeah, that whole era was just marked by Puff Daddy. It's hard. Like, you can't talk about rap at that time without talking about Diddy, because he was just everywhere.
He was all in the videos, like, it, like, because you know, now we don't really do videos. If you do it, most people don't really watch him unless there's something that's like everywhere. But yeah, back in the day, you literally watched videos.
Yeah, so. Karen was saying, she was like, yeah, what did happen to the video model, you know, from back in the day, because y'all had brought it up on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, we don't really have videos anymore. Mm-hmm. And then now we got social media, so now they Instagram models. Like,
yeah.
You know, they don't need to be in your rap video necessarily. You know, it used to be a cultural touchstone when we had videos, because everybody would come home, watch MTV, BET, see what the latest video to drop was. And it's like, we've lost that as a society, where you can talk about a video and everybody in the room know exactly what you're talking about. You know, I'm still waiting on Special Ed to drop a part two to some of his videos. Like, that's how iconic it was. It's like, yo, whatever happened to part two of that? Yeah, we never even got part two. We were there, but we were there to remember that there was supposed to be a part two of that. We don't even have that anymore, because, you know, Kendrick's, like, you know, say the biggest rapper right now, but I don't know. I don't necessarily know what the visuals are for All Right, where I can just talk to anybody about it. I can talk about to it.
Yes, some people have seen it and some people haven't seen it. It's just one of those things where I am not trying to be funny. Unless you like Beyonce, odds are, and you drop your shit, some people seen it, some people haven't.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's the thing. It's like when Lemonade came out, right? It was an event, so everybody watched it. Mm-hmm. And if you were a guy, you might not have watched it, but you were sat down to watch it. Like, no, you're going to have to watch this before we break up. Or so you just know the temperature of women right now. You're just going to have to watch. That's what it was. So I think we don't have those big artists anymore. You know what I mean? It's just a change in the guard. You know, video models used to come from, you do the video, you become popping, and then everybody knows who you are. Yeah. The other side of it is that now it's like, if you're on Instagram and you're popping, then they'll put you in the video. It's
weird, right. But. Yeah. Remember we y'all brought up the fact that used to be like stand up comedians just in videos.
Right.
It was just like, we have to have fucking Jamie Foxx in this. Like, he might not even be doing nothing funny, but we just need to have him in the video because he's, it's a moment, we're marking a moment in time. It's almost like a time capsule, all these big budget videos. Like, remember this day in 1999? Well, this is what was popping. This movie was popping. This actor was popping. That's why he's in the video. This is the best boxer. Yeah. It was just a bunch of just random shit from that, in the videos.
Like Pastor Gavassier had that Rush Hour 2 sequence. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was like they took the sequence from the movie and then had martial arts choreography for no reason.
Right. Busta Rhymes used to just be like, I'm showing up this time. Like, today we're gonna be showing up. Next time we're gonna be the barbers from Coming to America. It's just like, yo, it's such a creative thing, but yeah, I think we don't have it as much anymore because, you know, there's not this one location we all go to get our entertainment like it used to be. So I don't think labels would even put that much money into a big ass video anymore in the first place. Oh man.
Yeah, because when you sit back and you think about it, it's just, I think with technology, everything is quote unquote got cheaper. So everybody cut around that stuff. It's like, why spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in a video when we can do it for a fraction of that nowadays? Or either get you to do it and then we'll come and buy you out.
Well, yeah, that was the other part. They was fucking niggas on the videos. Cause you pay for all that shit on that video, they'd be like, that came out of your part of the money. So.
Yeah. But you talk about, like, you can do it all yourself now. Like,
true.
Like, we're doing this show that's not serious and it's bigger than serious. You know what I mean? Like, it's just that independent hustle. Like, I shot a web series. I don't give a shit. You know, but it's funny, but I did it myself. I didn't need to go to Fox to get that done.
I care a lot. Enjoy it. I enjoy the hell out of them.
Well, I mean, I do it for us. You know what I mean? But
yeah. Well, speaking of which, man, what you got coming up, man? Cause, you know, I know you need to come on and promote, and, we definitely want to make sure that you get a light shine on you.
Okay, boom. Got the light on me. All right. So I'm recording a half hour at Union Hall on next Sunday. That's November 27th, 7 p.m. doors. It's me and Griffin Newman. You guys might not know Griffin. That's cool. He's technically the star of Amazon's The Tick. He's technically the star. He's not The Tick. He's Arthur. Okay.
Oh, yeah. The butterfly. Okay. I mean, the moth costume.
Yeah. Yes. The moth. Yeah. And the show is picked up. He's going to be doing 12 episodes in February. He's also going to be on Search Party on TBS. And there's another thing that he just booked. Like, he's out of here, right? But so I'm happy that he was like, hey, let's do this. So great. It's going to be really funny. And I think JL and Chris Lambert, they're doing theirs, I think, on December 16th. But a lot of comics were, like, doing a half-hour taping because we send that to certain networks. And certain networks look at it and say, oh, this is dope. Maybe we want to have you record another one of these for our network.
Cool.
So that's why a lot of people are doing it. So that's why I'm, like, I'm just putting it out there, like, hey, let's do it. I know we already sold some tickets. I know people are going to come. Union Hall is a great venue. But I definitely want as many people who know about me and get my comedy to come, because I went to my boy Mark Norman's taping, and it was cool, but I was like, man, I know some of these people know him, some of them don't.
Right.
You know, I wanted to feel, even though it's like a small thing, I wanted to feel like that Bigger and Blacker taping where it's like, you know these people. This was like Black people, and they were like, yeah, we know you, Chris.
Right.
Make us laugh, Chris. And it's a different type of humor. It's not just like, oh, that's funny. It's like, oh, no, I fuck with him. So right. I'm trying to get everybody to come out. Even if they can't make it, just retweet some shit, you know, and let's talk some shit. Cause it's been a while. It's
well, we got a lot of people up in New York, man, and they do come out and see people. So yeah. If you out there, man, the 27th, so it'll be like, y'all will still be like full of turkey, but you'll be sick of them leftover turkey sandwiches, man. Go out and get you a couple drinks and watch the boy put on, man.
Yeah. And let him know that, the Black Yahoo Chip Nation is out there, y'all.
Yeah, someone was telling me, I want to say it was, Janelle James. She did a show. I forget what her show was, right? I forget. It was like, but it was somewhere where you would be like, oh, Spokane or some shit, right?
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, we had a couple of y'all fans came out. They said they heard of me through y'all. And I was like, yo, that's some cool ass shit, man. I love when people do that. Especially, you know, if you're a good audience member. If y'all heckle somebody or something, do not tell them anything to do with us.
No.
But as long as you a respectful audience member, man, like, that's dope when people come through and they're like, yeah, I heard of you from the Blackout Tips and, you know, that shit. That's cool. So thank y'all who do that.
Yes.
Yeah. Y'all are best. Y'all are the best. So, real quick, how does it feel living in Trump's America?
Oh, man. I mean, we'll get into it in a second. Cause I got stories, you know, we got stories. Although I said this yesterday, man, I'm enjoying, I play basketball, Saturday morning and, I was playing with this older crowd and it's like, you know, mixed crowd, like some black people, white people and shit, right? So, every time I got a defensive stop on a black person, I'll be like, it's Trump's America now, boy! This is what it's gonna be like! And, the black people all started laughing. Like, we was having, cause I'm always being silly out there with them. Like, so we was cracking up. But the white people was so uncomfortable, man. The white men was looking like, I voted for him. Or, you know, like, I don't know if they felt, or if they just wanted to be like, I'm wearing the safety pin or whatever the fuck. But it was so funny, man. Cause we was just, you know, black people will talk about politics out loud.
Right.
And shit. So we were just having a good time.
We don't care.
Yeah, the white people was all like super fucking nervous.
Right. Like that joke they said, I tell you about how I fuck my wife in the ass, but don't ask about me who I voted for. That don't make no sense.
Yeah.
I don't get the safety pin thing. That's my only concern.
Yeah. I don't know, dog. It seemed like it come from a good place if you actually help somebody, but the thing is, I don't think you need a pin to be able to do that. You know what I mean?
Right.
It feels like what a safety pin really should be is saying, hey, if you're a bigoted person and you see somebody with a safety pin, well, just wait till they leave and then we'll fuck up these niggas. Like,
yeah. And all they're going to do is cost the safety pins to go up. That's what's gonna make me mad, cause like I just need to button my shirt so my titties don't show. Now I have to pay $5.99 a safety pin cause y'all want to wear safety pins.
It is it's a twisted system, man. That's how they got us in America,
right?
Let me talk about the show real quick, okay, guys? First of all, this is the Blackout Tips. iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, find us there. You can also find us on Crowdcast. You know, follow us. When we get ready to go live, it sends you a little email. You're like, hey, I can check out the show. Also, you can, the shows are archived, so you can always go back and watch the show. So if you hear us say something like, oh man, appreciate Mike wearing this shirt or something like that, you can be like, oh, I want to see his shirt. Boom. Now you can go check it out. So, you know, a lot of times people go back and watch it and I just forget to mention that. The official weapon of the show is
the taser,
and the unofficial sport
is bullet ball
and bullet ball extreme. And today's sponsor is Shadow Dog Productions. They have a new audio play single on iTunes. And for 99 cents, you can hear me and Thatcher and a bunch of other less important actors be funny in a comedy single called Stop Being Bullied. Check it out. The album is called Stop Being Bullied. It's on iTunes. Leave them a 5-star review. Let them know you like it. I had a great time, recording it and got to do silly voices and talk to people about getting bullied. So, all right.
We be acting, y'all.
We do be acting. That is correct. Let's go ahead and talk about some news in Trump's America, speaking of which.
Okay.
Vandals painted swastikas on and pro-Trump graffiti and Beastie Boys Adam Yauch, is that how you pronounce his name, Memorial Park. So apparently these fans of Trump said, hey man, I know that you know, you're dead and you're Jewish. Let's go paint some Trump, pro Trump stuff and some swastikas, because we're just so frustrated with the economy. So.
So ridiculous, yo.
You know how you be frustrated with the economy and you just have to go do some racist shit to get it out, man? I understand.
I feel better.
They was tricked. They was tricked into voting for that motherfucker, man. It just, you know, they didn't know he was racist. He brought all this racism out in them on the back end, you know?
Yeah, and what a lot of people gonna find out is that taking it back literally means taking it back, which means some of y'all white folks that have joined the white folks brigade, they like, nah, you weren't really white, and they gonna remind you that you ain't white either.
Yeah,
quote unquote.
Trying to put the picture in the chat. I don't know if it's showing up, but
yeah, we see it.
Okay, it looks like fucking. Two, it looks like a child did this.
Yeah, it's like two like swastikas, but like mirrored images. Like,
right,
which one is the right one? Like,
we're doing Tetris.
One of them has to be. It's like somebody who's like being racist for the first time. Like, all right, we're going to do a swastika, but I'm not sure which direction. So I'm just going to do both, just so we're clear.
I know. I wasn't paying any attention at the meetings. Is it left or right? Right to left?
Right, and the one on the left is clearly a practice swastika, because he was like, okay, yeah, this looks like a P and a 5. tried to have a baby. Okay, I'm going to do it right on the other end.
And still didn't get it to cross perfectly.
It don't really cross in the right at the right point. Mm-hmm.
There's probably like another wall somewhere that just says like "Go home, niggas," and on the top it says like "Niggas," and
yeah,
on the bottom "Niggers." Like, I don't know who I'm offending. This is my first day of racism. I'm trying.
I'm offending all the parties. I don't know. Damn it, put them both.
I feel like after the swastika, they just went, "Ah, oh, fuck it, just put Trump." They'll know what we mean. They'll know.
Oh my god, this is so stupid, man. I mean, like. Even like when the Panthers were active, right?
Mm-hmm.
We wasn't like doing like Black Power. Like, we might put up like a crack is whack or something like that. Like, we weren't like, yeah, death to whitey. We never did that. Even when Obama was in office, we didn't lose our fucking minds.
The only people that even put like kill whitey and spray paint Black Lives Matter on white people stuff are white people. Like, even white people like. You could tell from the language, because it's always some like, die Pecker
Woods of the Blacks Matter.
Yeah, die Pecker Woods. You're like, we don't say Pecker Woods. Who? What is this? 19 honkies go home. You're like, no, what?
No,
this is.
No. Yeah, we don't use the language. What's happening here?
Did George Jefferson write this shit?
Kill all the whites. Like, what? No.
Right.
If you saw, like, kill all the white people, you might be like, okay, maybe if it's just like a. WYPO.
Right.
All right. Maybe.
I mean, just a good, just a fuck the police would completely be like, you know, that could be us.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
That could be us.
But when it's like, you know, when it's.
That's their video attached. There'd be a meme attached to it.
Right.
It'd be like some looping on Twitter where we would know with all the shit.
It'd be
they funny shit.
And you know that we would tag it. You know how people like tag the graffiti would be at so and so, at kill the white people. You know, that's where you find me on Twitter.
Right. Somebody take a selfie next to it and shit. Right. Like, it wouldn't be a mystery.
Mm-mm, that's how they be on Instagram.
Story.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's your boy. It's Chris. You know what I mean? We doing our thing out here. You know, pro black, kill whitey, y'all.
Yeah.
And subscribe.
What's up, internet? It's your boy. Standing next to the crime scene. Here's another story. In Trump's America, apparently, Starbucks somehow pissed off Trump fans. Okay, so Trump fans are gonna get revenge. Okay.
Okay.
Now, Karen, how would you suggest getting revenge on Starbucks if you had to guess?
Well, I know what.
What would you do?
Oh, I would stop supporting, but I know that's
okay. Okay, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right, all right. You said you would stop supporting. That's enough.
Yeah, if I'm protesting. Yeah.
Okay, well, apparently Donald Trump supporters, to make a statement, will be buying even more coffee. But when it comes to saying their names, you know, I'll say, hey, what's your name? John, write that on the cup. And I say, hey, coffee for John, right? They're going to say Trump. So the baristas will have to shout the last name of the president-elect when they drink. When the drink is ready. Here's my question. Ain't that gonna be confusing?
They're gonna be a lot of Trump.
It's good until a point.
Right. It's just gonna be seven old white dudes looking at each other like, what did you have? What did you, oh, okay, you just had, you, meat, a latte. Okay, grind. Did you, now you had a.
Of everything, you're just gonna take sips of everything until you find what's there.
This one got soy milk. All I know is it says for Trump. Okay, but did you put?
That's gonna be me if I'm the barista. I'm like, fuck it. Whoever these seven Trumps is, come pick your shit up.
I'm lactose intolerant. Actually, I did. I don't know what I was thinking.
That's gonna be a problem.
They're gonna have to start putting like Trump Charles. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm Trump too.
Yeah. What number Trump was you? You number Trump 47. Trump 47. Now serving Trump 47. Just come on to the front.
I would be like every other Starbucks barista and not put the right name. You tell me it's Trump. I'd be like, okay, I have a mocha latte for Trump. Trump.
Is there a Clinton here? I got.
Is there Obama?
Biden? I got a grande for Bernie Sanders. Is it a grande? Yeah, they some dude named Baked Alaska on Twitter who does have a check mark. Operation hashtag Trump Cup. One, go to Starbucks, tell them your name is Trump. Two, if they refuse to take video, please spread the word. And it's a picture of him in his camouflage with his shades on and Trump on his Starbucks cup. What?
That's what I don't get. Like, I don't get, like, this is the protest that y'all doing. Like, y'all won.
Mm-hmm. Well, like,
where's the protest at? Just get some Trump shirts. Get some, you know, make, have your country singers do some songs about him or something. Like, don't just put it on a cut. That doesn't make any sense to me, man.
Once again, man, black people did this way better. When Obama won, what did we do? We made pictures, put them up on the wall next to Tupac and Jesus. Martin Luther King and Jesus. We sold shirts, cups.
We got licensed Hennessy. I mean,
right. Obama calendars. People was rapping about them.
Shit, we got an Obama calendar. I'm going to cry. Can we order another one for next year?
Yeah, I think. I mean, the difference is, you know, white folks won and they still feel like they losing somehow. Yep. They said Starbucks is discriminating against Republicans somehow.
But what did they do? Like, what did Starbucks do? Like, all their coffee is Republican prices. They know Democrats can afford that. You know how expensive things are? They're like $5 per latte. And then they like do the milk yourself. Whatever, man.
Yeah.
They are so happy with their Trump cups. I mean, we just want some justice. And they're like, no, we gonna make you say Trump at Starbucks.
Well, I'm tell you this. I want people to protest us like this. Damn it, protest us and buy a premium.
Fuck right? You. Yeah, I know. Can you protest the Black God Tesla? Because we can use some funds. You know, I hate Republicans. Yes, you think Starbucks hate Republicans? Oh, I hate them. I hate them so bad. If the worst thing that can happen to me is a look in my bank account, see some Republican dollars. Oh, I'll be so mad. Ooh.
Yes, Mike, I want them to protest you, and they start giving money to Comedy Outlaw, start showing up to the show and shit. Everything sold out. They're gonna be like, we want more Mike, but fuck him.
That'd be great. Please, if the protesting means more money in my pocket, do what you want. I'll call you whatever you want.
Damn, they got an account called Latinos for Trump. They did the Trump Cup. A Muslim person. I'm a Muslimah who put at real Donald Trump on my Starbucks. Damn, self hate is a motherfucker.
I don't know. I'm trying to get into the minds of the people who were pro Trump, who are like of color, like the disenfranchised people. I spoke to an Uber driver who was Muslim, and he was like, he was so happy that Trump was in office, and he was like, I'm not worried about being deported. And I'm like, why not? And he's like, well, Trump seems like a good guy. Good luck, buddy.
Thanks
for the ride.
Yeah.
Thanks for the ride. You're going to drive your ass out of the country because that's what's going to happen.
Right. You better hope that vehicle floats. And particularly when it comes to like Mexican people, that Mexican Latino descent, a lot of them within their own race identify as white. Because
say like in general, you know, we'll say this is a group of people, but it's kind of like the term African-American. There's still a lot of people that are like, I'm from Africa and I'm in America, but no, nigga, I'm not one of y'all, you know?
Right.
So it could be that, but a lot of times I just think the people that put it on their Twitter accounts and shit, though, that's not even just like I identify as white, because if you identify as white, then it's kind of like, well, I, you know, fuck these niggas, I'm passing, I'm not bringing this up. This, like, this is something different. It's, I'm Latino and I want you guys to know I'm supporting Donald Trump.
Yeah, special snowflakes.
Yeah, so it's definitely something else. Now, they have a video of an angry Trump supporter who went into Starbucks and he argued with them because it was taking too long, according to him. Let's see if I can play this.
It's goddamn Starbucks.
Yeah,
it's 15 minutes.
Damn, call it trash. Now see, here's the thing, he called her trash, right? Then he told her, and I voted for Trump, clearly because she was a person of color.
Yeah,
that's like the new insult. But that's your president, but that's the insult, right? Like, and I'm a racist.
And your mom ain't shit. You right. know what I mean? It's the same kind of feel.
Like this was so different, because it's not like in an argument a black person could be like, and that's why I voted for Obama, like, to win. You don't. That's not like your big joker in an argument. You just go, you know what I mean? It was
like a guaranteed book,
right? Yeah. Like, well, a white person, like, damn, nothing I can say to that. I mean, he did.
Trump is their new N word. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, when you throw that out, that's like the and what, you know, because before you couldn't, I mean, they probably could say nigga now. Now they got right. the, now they got the license.
It's the catch all to everything, because it's like, yeah. If I'm arguing with a woman, that's why I voted for Trump. If I'm
like, good for you. You want a cookie? Can right. we move on past this yeah. conversation?
You arguing with a Muslim person, you arguing with immigrant, you can throw this out at anyone. That's why I voted for Trump.
Right, so you can't tell me that he don't represent racism.
Mm-hmm.
He, I don't know. I really think, like, in the next, like, his first year, probably, he's not going to be able to do anything that he said he was going to do. Like, it's going to be a fucked up. It's going to be fucked up. But there's no wall going to be happening. There's not going to be a deportation force knocking on doors or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I think what happens to these people, they're going to be pissed off, like a lot of Hillary supporters or people who are anti-Trump are pissed off right now. Mm. You know what I mean? I got family who's they were not Hillary supporters. They did not vote for Trump, but in a way they were like, they kind of wanted Trump to win. I'm like, what the fuck do you want Trump to win for? And she's like, well, Hillary ain't gonna do nothing for us. She's like, I'm not drinking that Kool-Aid. So what we gonna do is, if you got this racist bastard in the office, then everybody gonna wake the fuck up, and we all fucked up. Maybe we all can get together and do something. I was like, all right, that's a level of blackness I haven't seen in a while. You know what I mean? That's the next level of black.
And it's dumb. Sorry.
Super.
It's
that's
dumb.
That super. That's that. Yeah, it's just
it's
like,
not gonna. The problem with that shit is it's not gonna work.
Mm-mm.
Like, I wouldn't mind if I really thought there was legitimately a chance that something would happen that would unify all these marginalized people, and they would be like, and now we're gonna push back and we're gonna make this country ours. I would be for that, you know, but I really don't think, that we have that in our country. I would mm-hmm. be completely shocked if people started overlooking the issues they have with each other. I think maybe when it was the 60s and shit, you know, maybe you could have had that kind of thing, but I bet you even back then we romanticize it, but even back then, I bet you it was people like, man, fuck that shit. I ain't marching down there. I got a good job.
Right.
Why y'all
right.
gotta be making all this noise? Damn, man. Y'all going out there again, Martin Luther King? Don't you know I got the damn take the train out there? Like,
it's my lunch break. I got 15 minutes to go to work, Martin.
I feel like it was always somebody, you know, and then.
We were never unified. Like you said, people got this dream that all the Negroes came together and was on the same page. Yeah. Nah, they fell out. They didn't get along. They had their beefs. They had their problems. You know, you didn't have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, you know, Snapchat and shit right. for them to publicly put the information out there, but the same problems were still there.
Yeah, you reading my mind, because that's exactly what I was about to say was, now with social media, I think it's absolutely impossible. I don't think it's possible. Like, everybody has an opinion and they feel like theirs is valid, and it's, you can be one disagreement or one degree off from somebody being like, I don't fuck with you forever. Cause it's, everything's written in stone now. You know, there's no, that like, before now, if it was like, if I was like, man, remember when Arsenio Hall had Louis Farrakhan on? Like, if I said that 10 years ago, it's like either you remember or you don't, you know. Yeah. like it's no, now it's like, let me Google that. Oh yeah, it's on YouTube, here's a video of it, I remember that. Okay, yeah, that, like, yeah, it's different now. So I feel like we're at a point where motherfuckers ain't gonna unify, because it's gonna always be that, you know, yeah, Trump is doing this, but your idea to fight him is to sell a t-shirt and use that money to fund this, but I don't like that idea because you keeping a dollar from every t-shirt and you just trying to get rich, you know. Like, it's gonna always be a problem.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. It's like even with the election, where people just blocking each other on Facebook with no problem, like, you know, I don't like this one thing, I'm blocking you on Facebook. Right. Or it's like, well, we all full of different ideas. If we talk and we figure it out, maybe we can unify. If we don't even want to get to the point of unification, and what the fuck we doing? Like, I fell out with a lot of people, but over the years, just like speaking my ideas, and they're like, I don't like that one thing, it's over. I'm like, right, but all that other shit I was saying was cool with you,
right?
And you're gonna write me off because of this thing, because I don't agree or I disagree with this one thing, but we can talk about it and still be cool.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't hate you, but you hate this one thing I said. Like, all right, man.
Well, everyone's also a process. So like, that shit that 5 years ago, because I had a conversation then, I don't think that shit now, you know?
True.
But it's a big ass difference because now the connections that we had to people are actually so tenuous. Like, they're not real connections in a lot of ways.
Right.
It's, you're my friend until I find the one thing I don't like about you. Mm-hmm. Then we're not friends. And that's not really what a friendship is. Like, mm-mm, like, we're kind of lucky at our age to have grown up in the era before social media and before that shit.
But you had to be a real friend. Like, it was not an option. You had to leave your house. You had to go outside. You had to breathe in somebody's face. Like,
well, I mean, more importantly than even that, I just think, we just came from an era where if you disagree with somebody or they disappointed you, that was still part of the process of friendship.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. And it doesn't, and I'm not saying that doesn't still happen. I just think it happens less often. I had some woman the other day, she was emailing us or hitting us up to kind of talk about something she didn't like about the show. And at one point she was like, well, as friends, I feel I can do this. I was like, hold up, we're not friends. Like, I don't know you. You know what I mean? Like, we're not even friends on Facebook. Like, it's such a, you know, but I think that's what people do, is like, they throw the word around cavalierly and then they also cut off these friendships cavalierly, but they never really were friends, you know?
Right, because the thing about real friendship, it's an investment, and that's the thing. People don't want to quote unquote invest the time to get to know you, to get to learn about you, because if they did, like you said, Mike, they would go, okay, me and Mike can talk about this. But because it was casual, they go, well, fuck it, and they just move on.
Exactly. Like, it's so crazy. It's like, I feel like that's also a problem why a lot of people now, like, they're not doing like long-term relationships, because friendships are relationships. It's just like no romanticism involved, but you just don't cut somebody off after something happens. Like, no relationship is perfect. There are like rules you need to follow or things you need to do to keep it afloat. But if you disagree on something, you're like, okay, well, I've been with this person, you know, as a friend, a lover, whatever, for X amount of time, and this one thing bothers me, so let's work on that. But this person is imperfect. Like, nobody's going to be totally in sync with everything, you know. That's how it is. Even with politics, like, none of these politicians are perfect.
Right.
I mean, I say Obama's the closest because he's black and he cool, but you know, I don't know about anybody else. You know what I mean? It's like, whatever, man.
He got his shit too, you know. But you know, I think also speaking of age, that's one of the reasons.
He don't got no scandal. Make it to January, so we could just dab on all the haters real quick.
I think that's also one of the reasons that, like, age-wise, that I'm less bothered by the idea of trying to find a perfect candidate.
Right.
Because I've just been around long enough to be like, nope, Obama's the closest you're going to get. There's not even somebody close. Like, everybody else either been around too long that they got stank on them, or or they're so ineffective that they can say whatever you want to hear, but they can't do what you want to hear because they don't have the relationships. Like, to build those inroads, you got to make a couple decisions. And that's all politics is voting for this bill, not voting for that bill, trying to navigate it so that one day you can look at your resume and say, I made all the right decisions, can I please be president? and yeah. nobody's gonna make it, you know? So it's just kind of the what the game is. But but yeah, back to the whole thing with the getting rid of people and shit. So that's why I don't think that we're gonna have this dude is such a bad president, we all unite to get him out. I don't think it's gonna happen. Cause like the low key, the part of this that is the most damning is Republicans have been winning the Senate and House elections for 8 years. So the country is not what people think. Like, the country was looking at Obama and was like, we're such a progressive country, look at us, we can't wait to be liberal. I bet you what, next cycle we're gonna be even more liberal, we're gonna get the most liberal, let's get a socialist, y'all. It's like, where the fuck do you live, dog? All these other motherfuckers getting elected is obviously, it's a bunch of people out there like, no, fuck everything y'all are talking about, I don't want free college, I don't want I don't want health care, I don't want any of this shit that y'all say y'all want. People just got so, they rested on their laurels so much. And I do think Trump's gonna be able to repeal a lot of that shit, cause he has the political will, he has the people around him, more importantly, from the way he's stocking his positions, motherfuckers are anti the shit that people are on, so it feel like they have no obstacles in their way. And the Democrats are already saying shit about working with him. So it's a wrap. Like, the fuck y'all gonna do?
And that makes me, and for me personally, that pisses me off. The thing about Democrats is that in general, they try to quote unquote play nice. Sometimes you gotta be like them, but like, fuck it, you ain't passing shit, you ain't doing shit, we gonna stall everything, and ain't nothing in this motherfucker gonna get done, because that's what they did to y'all.
This is the perfect time to do it too, because there's zero consequences if you're a Democrat.
Right.
Cause you actually can't stop them. So you could just play the card and be president in 4 to 8 years by being like, I was the motherfucker against everything. Remember me when I was like, fuck Trump, I wore my fuck Trump shirt to Congress. Like, you could be that dude, but watch all of them end up being I kind of went along with it and I voted for some of that shit. And then it's time for you to run. It's going to be like, wait, didn't you vote for that infrastructure bill?
Come on.
Didn't you vote to overturn Obamacare? Oh, well, yeah, I'm not voting for you. You know, watch them.
I hope some of that stuff matters, because it feels like everyone's like, nobody's talking about Clinton's emails no more.
Right. Because they didn't give a fuck.
Fucking matter. They did not matter.
Nobody cares about these emails, bitch. Like, during the election cycle, people just shift your focus to one thing. You know what I mean? Like, we was stressed about Ebola for one time. That wasn't even election. That's just real life shit. Like, oh my God, Ebola. Niggas forgot about Ebola. Niggas forgetting about the emails. Like, so now it's just like, it's always a what have you done for me lately type of society. But, I'm still drinking the Kool-Aid, man. I was one of those people who bought into, Trump, he got the candidacy or whatever. He was nominated, but wait till the debates. Hillary's going to crush him in the debates. I was one of those people. And then it was like, oh no, she getting crushed, nigga. She getting crushed. She getting crushed. She's not looking good. It's over.
Yeah. I mean, on a real, she did crush him in the debates. I just think people sleep on.
She gained bars, but
not even bars. She absolutely won in every measurable way for a debate. It just don't matter. Like, a debate isn't that important. Yeah. Like, people thought it was important, and it's like, oh no, she's gonna mop the floor with them. The question is, does it matter?
Because
if you watch the coverage of it, the bar for judging her is so high,
right?
And the bar for him is like, he was breathing at the end of the 90 minutes. So, you know, he did a good job. He looked very presidential. He only called her a cunt 3 times. And then the bar for her is like, you know, she was blinking pretty hard. And I don't know if she was disturbed, if it was the emails. I don't know. I don't think we can trust her. And that was on MSNBC. I don't even know what they said on Fox. Like, Fox, they probably just had one side of the screen with her blanked out. So it don't really matter. I just think all the shit that matters to people in they small circles just got overhyped. But in general, it's not a big deal to most people. Plus he stayed consistent on the one thing he needed to stay consistent on, which is racism. Terrible.
But you know what's also interesting, right? It's like the election night, I was flipping between MSNBC, CNN, and Fox, because I was like, I'm always like, what's happening over there?
Yeah.
And Fox was not happy about it. Mm-hmm. It was like the craziest moments of televisions I've ever seen. Like, because they could have called him early and they were waiting and they were like,
yeah. Oh, they didn't even believe it.
Well, the thing with Republicans and Fox and stuff is that he was so disruptive to their party. Mm-hmm. So even with him winning, it's kind of like, yeah, but we would have preferred anyone else to win just so we can say we did it, rather than a bunch of racist motherfuckers that's never voted before voting. And because mm-hmm. that doesn't feel like, this feels like, it feels like the Tea Party won. Mm-hmm. That's how Republicans are looking at it. Like, right. Damn, the Tea Party came in and picked a motherfucker that we did not like give the green light to. And now we have to sit back and like try to work with him on the back end. Like, now we're going to pretend like, I mean, you look at who he's appointing to these, all these are people he shitted on, but they don't have a choice no more. Like, he like, I won, bitch. Now you going to come work for me, Romney, or not? And he's like, I'll come meet with him.
Kiss the ring, Paul Ryan. Kiss the ring, nigga.
Right.
Paul Ryan. What you gonna do? Well, we do owe him, you know, we are indebted to him because you fucking right, kiss the ring.
Right.
Yep.
Gonna be fucked up. Chris Christie, what up, man? Everything fucked up.
And that's a huge difference too, is because Republicans, when they hold their nose and vote, it's still very much like, well, the thing that matters the most is fuck Democrats and fuck Hillary Clinton. Like, even the people that was like, I don't like Trump, he talked about my mama, but fuck Hillary Clinton. And they stayed on message. Democrats don't be like that, man. They be like, man, Trump is bad. We don't even need to talk about that, okay? But Hillary Clinton did this, this, and this. And Bernie Sanders did this, this, and this. And like, okay, dog, that's not how you get someone to vote. Like, like all that shit.
You turn the people off.
Like, yeah, you will be seen as the realest motherfucker in the world because you know all the problems with everything. But at the end of the day, you're not going to win that vote. You know, I think I was supposed to feel more bad that he won, but I feel kind of fine with it because I think this is the country we live in. This is what we deserve. Yeah. And then also, I don't think for the problems that I'm concerned with, I don't think he can do anything that, like, not him. I don't think anyone can do anything to fix the problems I have with America. So
that's how black people feel in general. That's how we all feel.
Like if it was Hillary, it would just be like, y'all will just blame her for the same shit that no one can fix, you know, like,
exactly,
you know, cops keep killing black people. It's like, well, newsflash, the president doesn't get to stand in front of the bullet and be like, don't shoot, like if they only show up after a nigga gets shot, like, come on, man, you know, like,
if Hillary would have won, all that racism would have still been there,
right?
And all the people who were like, I can't believe this country is so racist, they wouldn't believe that the country's racist or sexist or whatever, because Hillary would have been in power.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But they ain't got to stay in power to go out there and change shit anyway, so I ain't worried about it. But yeah, you know, Trump gonna make shit worse. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's gonna definitely be worse. Niggas about to start getting stopped and frisked in Idaho and shit, man. It's about to be so stupid.
Like, look, it's only five of us out here.
This country about to be so stupid, man. I can't believe this is happening in my lifetime.
It's gonna be some place in America. They gonna be like, where all the niggas? Oh, they in jail for locking, for stop and frisk. All 20 of them, dog.
Yeah.
All of them.
And I still hate those niggers. I only know. all three of them are locked up in this town. But I hate all three of them.
And what people fail to realize, all these other brown folks, after they lock the three niggers up in town, it's gonna be the rest of the brown folks.
Oh, nah. Most brown people know. They know.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he won the votes of other brown people. I mean, everybody but white people was like, come on, man, this is too much.
Keep it 1,000, they probably gonna be shooting us, so we ain't getting into jail because we've seen what they've done. We in the law and order state,
right?
We getting shot and the cops getting off. That's what's gonna happen. You just gotta prepare for that. Now, anybody else who's brown, who's not from this country, or looks like they're not born in this country, y'all gonna be jammed up in some legal bullshit, okay?
Yeah.
Now, if you one of these, like white women who thought your friends was voting for Hillary and they didn't, y'all just ready for some rude awakening at the workplace. Listen, sexual harassment, that's gonna be back in full effect. Just get ready for it. It's going to be lit. I'm going to the gun range in 2 weeks because I found one. So I just need to start shooting at something to make sure that I'm okay if something happens. Because I'm not going to have these niggas knowing how to shoot. I got to learn karate or something. I just got to get my shit together. Because when the war comes, right, I'm going to be ready.
Yeah, it's about to be it's about to be open and shut cases now. Like, it's about, like, now when it's like a black person got shot by the police and Donald Trump said good job, so next story.
You think that if a cop kills another unarmed person, I'm not even gonna say black, but I'm saying unarmed person, that cop is going to have the president come out and be like, law and order, we have to respect our law enforcement. And, you know, we need to stop this, and what they're doing is wrong. Mm-hmm. Nigga, the fucking Mike Pence goes to Hamilton and gets booed. This nigga writes a tweet, the cast of Hamilton owes him apology.
Right.
Nigga, it was the people who bought tickets to Hamilton. Nigga, like, why are you?
Right.
The cast was like, we will work with you, just respect us and we'll give you a chance. You owe him an apology.
Speaking of which, that's a good point. That's a good segue. Mike Pence went to go see Hamilton, and apparently he said he got booed. And he got lectured by the cast, as they basically said to him, like, hey man, we just want to say, like, can you govern everybody? Like, this, like, there's a lot of people. You're watching a play where the lead actor tonight is gay and HIV positive. You have some history on the wrong side of those issues. But they basically were like, look, man, we would like for you to govern everybody and just be mindful of the fact that this, you know, this is a major position. And so people were in the audience were booing him. And Trump tweeted out some shit about how, the cast and producers of Hamilton, which I hear is highly overrated, low key shade, should immediately apologize to Mike Pence for their terrible behavior. And the part I find interesting is this. So many of the people that voted for Donald Trump were like, I support him because society is too PC. And we're just a bunch of pussies now. The liberal people, they're just telling people what to do, and they're stifling our voices, and you say something wrong, you get fired, you lose your job. This motherfucker literally is like, if you say something and I don't agree with it and you're an artist, you need to apologize. You didn't even really say anything, but just the fact your audience booed, you need to apologize right now. It's like, that's the president now, dog. Could you even imagine if Obama could say some shit like that to his critics? He got told, you lie at the State of the Union.
Yeah.
Like, it's,
man,
just,
like,
so crazy, man.
I'm doing my job. Like, this is my event. You know what I mean? It ain't like Obama went to the Apollo and they booed him at the Apollo or something. Like, Obama was giving his State of the Union. It was his event. It's my birthday party. You don't call me a liar at my thing. You let me have this.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? I think it's a beautiful thing that people booed. I think most of them didn't boo with their votes, though, because I saw how much those tickets cost. The resale tickets started $800 a seat.
Right. So they probably was like, you know what? That's what I feel the worst for is, like, Republicans, they got tickets, but they show us, like, in a month. And they just like, man, I really hope this shit died down by the time I show up in here. Cause if they see me, like, you know, like a prominent Republican, if they see like, or say like Rush Limbaugh got a ticket, like now he like, damn, I don't know if I can go. I've really been looking forward all year, but if I go now, motherfuckers gonna be like, you sell out, motherfucker.
But why are you seeing the rap musical though? You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's a musical with rapping in it. This is some diverse.
You know why? Racist people ain't never had a problem with us entertaining them.
Ever.
I don't have a problem with y'all buying tickets to Union Hall.
Right. Show up the 27th, November 27th. Right. Okay. Comedy half hour. Let's go.
Let's do this. But the thing about it is that when it comes to him, because he's a vice president, they knew in advance. You know, Secret Service had to come comb the place. So it ain't like they didn't know he wasn't going to be there. And you're walking into a liberal place. Most artists are liberal. Most people that are in any form of art. So it's like you're walking there and then you just expect everybody just to cheer you on and not say nothing to you.
That's
I mean, I don't, I don't, I,
But I mean, you know what? They do expect that because that's the, what their existence is in America. You know what I mean? The mean, nasty people are mostly fucking Republicans that do some just like uncouth ass shit where you like, damn, y'all booed the president? You know what I mean? Like, this is now, you're in a different area. You're in New York where they did not vote Republican. You know, you're at Broadway where most of the people that go see that shit are open-minded and they're pro-LGBT and they're, you know, so like when they pointed him out and basically said, look, man, we just want you to be the president for everybody, vice president for everyone, you know, not just white folks. He got booed and yeah, they find it to be unacceptable.
I mean, even when Dave Chappelle did SNL at the end, when he was like, hey, I'm going to give him a chance. I know everyone collectively was like, what? And then he added, I just hope that he gives the disenfranchised a chance too. We're like, oh, touche.
He said, we're going to demand a chance, which I think was important. Demand, that's the most important word in that whole monologue. Basically.
To give that take. Cause I'd have been like, Dave said, please, please, sir, if you don't mind, please give us a chance.
Right.
<please.">
Right.
It's available to give us some chances.
I forget who it was, or somebody said, can y'all just stop asking rich black people about Trump? Cause it's starting to hurt my soul.
Oh man, what's up with your man Kanye, B? What's up with your man Kanye?
Oh man, that's next. That's next. But yeah, so he got booed, you know, and it's cool. I also feel bad for all the people that bought tickets to Hamilton and they didn't get a chance to boo Mike Pence. I mean,
I know, right?
That's almost worth the price of admission right now.
Imagine if you was one show before, one show after, you were mad.
Yeah. Like I would have liked to see, you know, before I decide, I really want to see what Sage Steele has to say about it. You know, once she chimes in, I don't know what to say, you know, and I noticed he didn't go to, you know, certain plays. Mike Pence knew not to step his ass up in there and see if he would have saw Tyler Perry Presents Tubman and Madea Revolution.
Ah!
He know that shit wouldn't have went down the same way.
But they had the Sandman ready to come take him out. That's the shit.
He would have got booed on the way into the theater, during the theater. The actors would have been booing.
That would have been the whole play. Boo.
Right.
Boo.
He got booed when he was buying his ticket.
Right. I kind of do want Tyler Perry to make Tyler Perry Presents Tubman a Madea Revolution though.
Oh man,
with Madea playing Harry Tubman, that would be good, you know.
That's gonna be the next
money
one.
And it's not a flop and it's called a flop by the media. It's a flop Never do a slave it's a flop it's right.
If anyone could do a slave movie and shit make a lot of money, it's Tyler Perry.
Yes,
dog.
Sir.
People need to embrace it, man. Just him with that shotgun as Madea talking about, I'm about to pop a cap up in her. Hallelujah.
Did somebody say that KKK was here? Because I'm about to pop a cap in their ass. That's how that's going to go.
Miss Tubman, I'm so scared. I just want to go back.
Oh, my God. Oh, Tyler, don't do it. Tyler, please do it. I would watch it.
Nigga
made a Halloween movie. Anything is possible.
Oh, that Halloween movie was actually good.
I liked it. It was good.
It was funny.
It was good. Okay.
What if he do that part? You know the part where that nigga always want to go back in the Harriet Tubman narrative where it's like, you know, she's like, come on, baby, we can make it. And he's like, I'm so scared. I'm just going to go back to Massa. And then she'll cock the shotgun and be like, nigga, you ain't going back nowhere.
Exactly. Facts.
I would pay $15 in IMAX 3D to see that. What? Seriously. Speaking of Kanye West, you know, Kanye does his music and then he does his rant every concert, and sometimes the rants make news. I think the last one was he said Jay-Z don't let Blue come play with North. They kids haven't even met each other and stuff like that. So, you know, they've met.
I've seen pictures with them. Unless it was Photoshop.
I don't know. That's what he said.
When they were small, didn't they? Yeah, because when they were small, they would have pictures of them together going down Instagram and stuff like that.
Don't give me the line. Y'all know better than me. If y'all say it happened, then it happened. I didn't see it.
Like I said, unless it was Photoshop, yeah.
Y'all want to, if y'all out there want to correct, is at say that again, that's a DAT, and at yo Mike Brown, because I don't remember.
Yo, this dude got a verified check. He don't want tweets no more. He was like filtering everything out to us now. That's what you're doing, Ron?
Yeah, it's getting to be too much. I got to delegate. So apparently Kanye showed up to his concert on Lauryn Hill time because he was over an hour and a half late. Number one, and I think he had no opening act, so it was just niggas sitting around for an hour and a half.
What?
Yeah,
they just standing around waiting for the thing to go over them, right?
What is this, like a black person's wedding when you're waiting for the family to go take the pictures and they don't got no entertainment mm-hmm. for you before everybody eat? Like that's mm-hmm. what just kind that's what Kanye that's did everybody.
They said he performed two songs, and then he left after just 10 minutes. So. They have video of it. Let me see. Cause he went off on, Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Beyonce, I was hurt. Cause I heard that you said you wouldn't perform unless you won Video of the Year over me and over how I play. My opinion. Now don't try to diss Beyonce. She is great. Taylor Swift.
Kanye's saying that awards aren't that important, that we should be chilling out. But didn't he run up on the stage and fight for Beyonce to win that award for Music Video of the Year a few years ago? Like, he just contradicts himself so many times, and I'm worried about him. He can call Jay-Z. You know what I mean? Like, you don't put people... I mean, I might be old school, but like, you don't put people business on the street like that.
We said call him and talk to him like a man. Even though he's in public... telling people at a crowd, at an audience, that you ain't call them. So
you sound like a Instagram thought who was dumped by a famous rapper, and you just like, he don't call me no more. He don't love me. I had an album with him, and now he don't know me. Our kids don't even play together. I'm just saying, I just want to be talked to and respected for who I am. Like, fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, he said, fuck winning, fuck looking cool, fuck being cool. In my opinion, now don't go dissing Beyonce. She's great. Taylor Swift is great. We are all great people, but sometimes we be playing politics too much and forget who we are just to win.
You're saying this from a stage suspended over people in the air, and you're saying this shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, are you serious? We forget who we are, and we think that they were too big and whatever. You were literally hovering above a stadium full of people saying this shit.
And most important, after being an hour and a half late with no opening act.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here, Kanye, man. I mean, I'm glad he released that last album, because if he would have said all this after just releasing Yeezus, we would have had some problems. Because I'd be like, bro, you can't. you can't.
That's where you draw your line.
Oh, they say he also talked about radio DJs. I'll see if I can play this clip. I hadn't heard this one. But I guess he talked about the DJs, too, for some reason. Oh shit, hold on, turn the volume. No, go back up. What are you doing?
Real people.
Right, here we go.
I know it's a lot of real working at radio. Real people. Real program directors with
wives and kids that love music, that can't play what they want to play because they've been paid to play that over and over and over. And when I say that, I don't mean, what I'm saying is, we love Drake. Drake is great. He's a great artist. But Frank Ocean is great too. But you know who the greatest of all of us? Who do y'all think? Nope.
Okay. All right. He also, of course, a couple of days ago said that he didn't vote, but if he did, he would have voted for Trump.
It makes sense.
Yep. I'm just saying, I gave y'all prophecy before he said that shit last week on the show when I said Megyn Kelly is the feminist Kanye West, like, and Megyn Kelly is the feminism as Kanye West is the pro-blackness.
Yeah.
Where it's like, if this shit applies to me, I'm pro-black than a motherfucker.
But if it don't,
if it's some shit that's fucking with y'all, man, y'all need to get over racism and wake up and move on. That shit is so 2000 and late. I'm on some new shit now. Until somebody want to invest in my fashion line, then, you know, black people, we need to unite and come together so y'all can buy my Tatooine line of clothes.
Come on.
This is my thing. I feel like Trump ran a campaign like Kanye would have ran. Like, with no filter, just tweeting the fuck that he wants to tweet and saying whatever the fuck he thinks, and people agree with him. Now, Kanye is a musician. He will never, it's weird because I'm like, yo, Kanye would never be president. But then I look at what just happened, and I'm like, nigga, I don't know. I don't know. Our generation is like, I don't want to say we don't matter, but like, we have sense, but everybody else is just like stupefied by some shit. You know what I mean? Like, you might have people who love Kanye, love Jay-Z, love Beyonce, but they still voting for Trump. You know what I mean? Like, it's not about us anymore, and it's a fucking shame. It never was about us. We need to make America black again. Common's out right now. So if you
want. Yeah, I feel like we got real super lucky with President Obama. Like, when we got Obama, we just really got lucky that he happened to be a cooler candidate than everybody else. So then you had a whole lot of Americans that would normally not vote for a nigga like that vote for him. Yeah. But I just think we got lucky. Like, it wasn't like, oh, America suddenly smartened up and they want professorial, well educated, well researched facts. Like, no, America was like, oh, this nigga's cool, and then they just voted, and then later on was like, he didn't even solve racism. Boo this man.
Right. Because and that's the thing about when Mike was talking about Hillary and Trump. The thing about it is that Hillary was trying to give out facts, and you know what about facts? People don't give a fuck about facts. If you can't take your facts and put them in a soundbite and resell them and repackage them, you're going to have a problem.
He said, Jay-Z, I know you got killer sweets on cinnamon in my head. Just call me, talk to me like a man. He also said to the audience that I'm just a man, the same as everybody here. This is the future. This is the way of thinking to make America great again. That was met with boos, but Kanye laughed and said, you don't like that. Guess what? Y'all need the vibes. I was hurt. Feelings matter, bro. The way motherfuckers put money up so high, popularity, radio spins, feelings matter, bro. It's a new world. Hillary Clinton, it's a new world. Feelings matter, because guess what? Everybody in middle America felt away, and they showed you how they felt. It's a new world, Barack. It's a new world, Jay-Z.
He was going at Barack, too?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he remember when Barack called him a jackass, which, I mean.
That's what he was being.
Yeah, he's kind of done everything he can to fulfill that.
He just proved him right.
He did everything he could to be like, you know what? You're right.
Feelings matter, but facts don't, Kanye. You are a jackass, man. Fuck out, bro.
If you keep. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I'm just like so confused. Because, like, man, like, I know I don't want to be like, y'all, Mr. Old Kanye, but like, first album Kanye was very pro-black. Very pro. Talking about he was dating a Delta. He was going to marry her and do right by the daughter. He was talking about school spirit. He was bringing up Kappas and Black Greek letter organizations HBCUs and all that. And now he's like, yo, I am a god. Feelings matter. It's like he just became like the spiritual being, and we all just have to be like okay with that and accept it because he said it.
Yeah, and also he kind of told people at the end of one of his albums, he did this long ass rap, quote unquote rap rant, which he still does to today, and was like, I'm the greatest. Like, people overlooked me, but I'm the greatest. Like, it's one of those things where sometimes I think people ignore signs of craziness.
Yeah.
And I mean, he is a genius when it comes to music, but he also, you could be a genius to be crazy too.
Yeah, this is that time where I feel so happy that I'm not one of these people that roots for people on anything other than make me some good music. Like, it's so refreshing because I do recognize it's a real thing only because people keep, you know, harping on this shit. But this is why I'm glad to be like, cause I don't like being disappointed and let down by people and shit. Mm-mm. But I love having the switch of being like, well, long as the album hot, I mean, who gives a fuck?
As long as the album flames.
You know, it's probably why I'm a bit fucked up. Cause it's like, you know, if Mary J. Blige is having relationship problems, I'm like, good. Let's get this motherfucking album hot again.
Come on, dog.
You know, Eminem back on them drugs? He back on them drugs? Okay, I'm fucking with this next album. But if it's like Eminem went to rehab and he been clean for 6 years, oh, you can keep that, bro. I don't need that. Like, you're not capable of making that heat when your life going good. So, yeah, to me, it didn't bother me. And there's a lot of people that did like a whole bunch of analysis and shit. But Kanye is one of the more simple people to analyze, in my opinion. Cause he's extremely fucking honest. It's just people don't, from what I've seen, it seems like people just don't believe what he's saying. Like, they think he's doing a character or something.
You getting him. That's him. Unfiltered. That's him.
Yeah. It's like, I don't think people listen to the words in the songs cause they keep being like, well, I'm surprised. Why would he say this? It's like, what about him made you think he vote Democrat?
Right.
What about him made you think he vote? He don't even rap about politics. You know what I mean? Like, he not even living the life he was living on the first couple of albums, but he ain't been living that life for so long. There's no reason we should be expecting that to come back, you know?
Yeah. I mean, at this point, like, I don't expect it to come back.
Yeah.
It's like an unfortunate thing. And I still just want the best music possible, but also what, like, kind of, like, disheartened me is, like, about his music. It's like, Graduation, I think 808, even Needless to Some Respect, it was like, that was music that was pushing the culture forward or just like kind of changing the sonics of like how other rappers were sounding. Mm-hmm. And then when Life of Pablo came out, I was like, oh, this is cool, but this sounds like music that Chance was doing. And this sounds like stuff that Travis Scott was doing. And this sounds like something that somebody else is doing. It's not like him anymore. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he's lost his musical sense. And I think he lost his goddamn sense at the same time.
I loved Life of Pablo. I love it. Like, it's gonna be like at the end of the day when I rank his albums, it's gonna be up there for me. Like,
it's a great album. I'm just saying, like, sonically, what's Waves? There was another one that I'm trying to think. The one with Chance on.
Yeah. Ultralight Beam.
Yeah, Ultralight Beam. I'm like, that should have been on Chance 3. You know what I mean? Like, that was a song that he could have had himself. And then in his videos of Chance, like, you hear verses that Chance had on a lot of these Kanye songs because they were working so much together. And I'm like, I feel that he's not dictating the sound anymore. Like, since he used to do the samples, like, when he was doing the sampling stuff, that kind of changed the wave. And he was like, okay, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm doing, like, strings with Ben-Ari or whatever. And then you hear that. And then some people was trying to do that. And he's like, okay, we're going to move past that. We're going to go stadium status. We're going to do stadium sound, Graduation. Okay, fuck that. We're going to do synths. We're going to do 808s and Heartbreaks. Okay, we're going to do Yeezus. We're going to just do whatever the fuck I like. And it's like, okay, I respect that. But with The Life of Pablo, it's great. It feels like a soundtrack album. You know what I mean? Like if Diddy put it together, like when Diddy did Bad Boys 2. You know what I mean? It's like, these are all hits. These all feel good. But I don't feel like that album is... I don't want to say like the hardest album. I just don't feel like it's all the way him. I feel like I get it from all the places.
Yeah, see, for me personally, I feel like it's all the way him, and that's him now.
Yeah.
Like, he's all over the place.
We
the way.
We got friends on.
Yeah, oh, you know, you off the show, Mike. Okay, first of all, don't go to this show. October 27th, you do not show up.
To Union Station, you dare go.
We are now boycotting his show by showing up, and you write your name, you write the blackout tips as your name on the ticket, okay? We're gonna sell this shit out. But yeah, I feel like his life is, and his, like, his shit is just as disjointed as that album is, but I don't know, it's something beautifully cohesive about it. Cause it's, you know what it is, dog? It's like there's a mellow note of depression through the whole thing, and there's also this anger throughout the whole fucking album. And it's like, this is the Kanye that got all the shit he said he wanted on graduation and on College Dropout. But it's not enough to fill the hole to make him happy. Mm-mm. You know? And I don't even think it's about his mom dying and shit, cause even before his mom died, like, he was, like, he had enough ego to be, like, on an album, like, and Dame wouldn't sign me, and, I mean, I played Jesus Walk for him, and he put it on the album, like, it was never, like, it's just, that's who he is, man. He'll never be happy, but, I don't know, man, like, I fuck with this album heavy, but at the same time, if he's out here doing shit like this, it doesn't bother me, because that has nothing to do with that album. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just, like, people going in on them. Oh, shit. I don't know what that was. I think it's over. All right. Yeah, whatever. People have an issue with that album, but, I mean, with him doing this kind of shit, but I'm just kind of like, yeah, well, the album's still dope, so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the album's good. I mean, like, I'm looking at the chat, and some people are like, it's funny. It's like, some people are saying Pablo is the weakest album. I think it's up there as, like, one of the really good ones. But also, there's this thing about maybe it's Amber's fault. Like, maybe him losing Amber Rose is the thing that's really fucking with him. I don't know if that.
You know what? You know what? I mean, personally, I feel like it's not even that losing Amber fuck with him. I think Amber still shining without him fuck with him.
Right.
And that, you know, that bothers him. That
Because it's been two albums now. It's still fucking with you, dog. Like, you got a wife and some kids, and
she ain't went away.
Yeah, and she's just out here flourishing on her own without you, and it's something about that shit that I think will always fuck with him. Like, damn, you supposed to not be hot no more. I mean, he still got lines on this album about, you know, she spent the best years of her life with me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
like, okay, nigga, she's still doing good.
Yeah, it's such a shame. I mean, and just like on just like some regular nigga shit, like if you break up with somebody, you don't want them to do better than you. You know what I mean? And you see her doing much better than he's kind of doing. You know what I mean? Nobody looks at Amber and is like, she's crazy. They might not agree with a slut walk, but they're like, she has her lane and she's trying to make some change, and people like her, they don't. But Kanye just so polarizing because of all the insecurities that he's putting out through the music. But that's what we love. Like, I want to hear real friends. I want to hear about his cousin finding his laptop and charging him, you know, $100,000. You know, like, I want to hear that from the dude. But it is what it is.
Yeah, like I said, man, to me, it doesn't seem that far-fetched from his music and shit. So it was weird to see people talk about how they didn't see this coming or they were so upset. I'm like, at this point, talking about Kanye West is like a national pastime for a lot of people that just, you know... Like, it's like, how can you, I guess to me, it just feels so simple because I listen to the words. So it's just like, oh yeah, that's kind of some shit that he's been on, you know, but, whatever.
Yeah.
Don't forget, guys, in addition to boycotting, Starbucks by buying Starbucks, Republicans will also be boycotting Hamilton. So,
they're going to sell them tickets.
I'm boycotting a one bedroom in Harlem because I can't afford that shit either. I'm just jumping on all the boycott trends.
Yeah, I'm boycotting Maybach. I'm not supporting them at all. I won't be supporting sex with Beyonce at all.
Mm-mm, boycott next.
Boycott.
Fuck that shit.
Well, I'm boycotting mimosas on Sundays. Make them, you know, that's what I'm boycotting.
Wait, you boycotting it the other way. You gonna go buy them all and put your name on them?
Yeah.
Okay, I was gonna say, because you definitely support that industry, but now they, now it's time to boycott and let them know that when we get drunk in Trump's America, this is a book protest, all right?
What, getting drunk is a protest? I tell you what, dude, for the past, like, what has it been, like a week or two, just doing stand-up has been, like, so refreshing for me, but it's also, I can see in New York especially, the audiences are so scared and worried. It's insane. And it's mostly some of these white people who are just, like, more worried than anybody. I'm like, man, y'all need to chill the fuck out.
Yeah, nothing gonna happen, you know.
It's not gonna happen.
Hey, man, have y'all gone back to the compound since day one, since the Trump one?
I'm gonna do it tomorrow.
Okay. I can't wait to hear the next Comedy Outlaws after that. I want to know what it's like. Are white people touchdown dancing? Are they going, like,
are they dabbing at me? What's up? Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
They took away the dab.
They walk in, smiling all in your face. What's up, Mike? Well, come on in.
This is the crazy thing, right? So, like, I talked about it. Shout out to Chris Evans, because I was talking to him about this, too. It's like, because I was on that show, I think, like, for the past year, just going on here and there, I would talk to some of these Trump supporters who wouldn't know, like, black people, who wouldn't understand flight, who would have these things with Black Lives Matter. And so when you talk to them, they're like, oh, I get it. Yeah, they probably still voted for Trump, but it's like, I feel like at least they're kind of getting some fucking sense. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know how the government is going to be, because even with Kumia, he's like, I know he's anti-Hillary. He wasn't pro-Trump. And I was like, how are you not voting for Trump? Isn't that one of your boys? He's like, no, this guy is crazy. He's insane. But he just hated Hillary. Like, hated her fucking guts. Was like, I hate this nigga for, you know, well, he didn't say that, but, you know, I hate him, I hate him, I hate him. And I'm like, all right, you hate Hillary, you hate Trump. So what do you do? And he's like, well, I want Trump to be in there because Hillary's the same old bullshit. She's crooked and all the things that, like, Trump was saying. So I'm like, all right. I'm excited. I'm really excited to go on. I just kind of want to just go on and just take calls and just talk shit to people, you know, because they're going to be talking shit to me.
I've listened to some of the stuff y'all put on the Outliers. It sounded like, for the most part, they were, or unless it was edited or something, it sounded like they was pretty respectful. Like,
yeah, this is the thing. Like, these people, it's like, okay. Some of these people on in the middle, because, like, I'm not okay. Real quick, we'll probably talk about this another time. But in April, the Septic Comics are doing, like, a month long tour, right? And we're hitting a lot of America, right? And we were already planning this before we knew what the fuck was gonna happen. And now that what happened, it is scary, because it's gonna be five black dudes going around the country, hitting a lot of states that are red now. And we're like, all right, well, we're just going to document this because the investigators might need the evidence, because we don't know what the fuck.
This shit just turned into,
put it in your Dropbox.
It just turned into a civil rights movie for the Freedom Riders.
Exactly. There'll be a lot of John Legend one day. A lot of
Saron gonna be the one talking to the cops, because that give it the most racial feel.
Hey, officer, bro, we just driving through, bro. We don't want no trouble, bro. You know, that's gonna be Saron. But it's like, it's scary. But the thing is, like, being in New York, being from Harlem and all that, I don't get to talk to these middle America people who are just, like, straight up racist. Like, being in New York, a lot of racism that I feel that I've gotten has been that secondhand ninja shit. You know what I mean? Like, well, I didn't get that job, and you don't know, but it's like, you know what I mean? You don't know if that's racism, but you feel it, like, the next day, like a samurai cut. You know what I mean? Racism. And you just stand there like, what happened? And then your body slides out. You know what I mean? Because you don't know.
Right.
But talking to these people, it's like, you're right. They've never talked to, like, a black guy or whatever who's willing to talk to him. And I've never talked to, like, some of these bigoted white people. And it's like, okay, now we gotta talk. It's the same type of thing of, like, how we talked about earlier, where it's like, there's people who you're friends and there's some shit that you don't want to deal with, deal with them at all and talk to them about. Not these people aren't my friends, but it's like, as Americans, you got these ideas. I wanna talk to you. Right. Because now when I go to these red states, I'm not as worried. Like, I'm worried. Don't get me wrong. I'm worried, nigga. The shit changes when you see a Trump Pence flag flying from somebody's house. Shit is, right. It just feels different, right?
Right.
But the fact that it's like, at least I've started to talk and have that dialogue with people who have, different issues than me. It's like, okay, at least we're starting somewhere. It's like what, Van Jones has like a web series that he's doing. I don't know if you guys seen it. Mm-hmm. And he specifically just talked, like, the first episode, he went to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. and he just talked to Trump supporters, like a family of Trump supporters. You know right. what I mean? He sits in their house, and he, you know, he's the only black guy there, maybe for miles, and he's just talking, and they're giving their ideas, he's giving his ideas, and you see that they're disagreeing, but they're disagreeing mm-hmm. and still being, like, agreeable. Like, okay, we disagree on that. I see what you're saying. I get what you're saying. I might not agree, but I'll listen.
Right.
And so, for me doing the show, I'm like, okay, if they can listen, then maybe we can do something. If they ain't gonna listen, bang on, hang up on them niggas, fuck it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if they willing to listen and get it, then maybe we can take steps toward it. You know what I mean? It's like, if I'm out there dating, right? If I'm out there dating, I want to date a great woman. But if she had thought of something, you know what I mean? I'm not gonna disrespect her. You can be, I thought differently. You know what I mean? I respect you over there. You understand what I'm saying?
But yeah, it's interesting, like, I think the idea in most people's head is like, oh, y'all go up there and then it's just everybody being like, what's up, niggers? And it's like, oh, you know, just moaning, boss. We just gonna take some calls.
Would you like me to shine your shoes?
Yeah, and I, like I said, when I heard it, I was like, it wasn't that. Like, it was just more like people would call in and be like, well then, what's wrong with voting for Trump or something like that?
Exactly,
you know, it was more
exactly.
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Which is interesting to hear, but now the difference is now
the climate has changed. They
got the win, so I want to see if it's different. Like, now I'm curious to see if they gonna feel like, oh, I told you boys that this was gonna happen.
Yeah, yeah. You boy, howdy, boy, how you doing in here?
Oh, it's time for the Comedy Out niggas to come up to the show. Oh,
yeah. I just want to see if they touch down dancing, man. So it's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, well, we'll see. It was funny because when doing the show, because it was like, we have, you know, like Brandon and I, we have Comedy Outliers, and like the show that I'm doing is just like, why should I have to do for this, right?
Right.
So every time most of the times I've gone on Comedia, it's been Brandon and I. Sometimes it'll be him by himself. Usually it'd be me by myself. And if you listen to past episodes, you know, Brandon's like, oh, I'm good. I'm like, all right, well, I might still go on it. And then he'll be on it with me, and it's cool, right?
Right.
So I was going up. They were like, hey, we know you got the show. Do you want to plug the show? Whatever. I was like, yeah, sure. I'll come up, right? So they're like, oh, does Brandon want to come on? I'm like, all right, let me hit up Brandon. And I hit up Brandon. He was like, I'm looking at my calendar. I'm kind of busy right now. I'm like, yeah, right, nigga. You ain't busy. But you know what I mean? You just don't want to.
He's scared about that touchdown dancing.
Yeah, he don't want to see that dab. He don't want that. That dab is going to offend him.
Right,
know?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
He gotta let you experience it first. And then if you come back and be like, it wasn't that bad, then he'll probably go back.
Yeah, I mean, I'll see how it is. Because like when I first went on it, I wasn't worried about, like, I was like, he's not going to be like racist,
right?
Like, to my face, like saying racist shit like that to my face. And but I was like, well, I don't know. The first time I was like, well, I don't know, but right. I'm still going to do it, because like, also it's like a performance. Like, I like to just do shit for the story sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, there's things that I probably would never want to do. Somebody's like, hey, you know, like sometimes somebody offered me cocaine. I didn't do it.
Right.
And I was like, I'll stay and watch y'all do it. You know
right,
what I mean? Because
right.
I need some material.
Right.
the regular nigga in me was like, well, I'm going to just leave, because if the cops come, they're going to think I sold you this cocaine and we're
right.
going to have some problems. The comedian in me was like, yo, you just got to stay around and be around and like talk about this.
Right.
So when I go on a show as a black guy, talking to like me or his fans, is already like this apprehension, because I'm like, man, I don't know. And I know
right.
that they feel the same way about me. Like, they're like, you got this black dude on the show, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
And then you go on the show and you're like, oh, this ain't as bad as I thought it was gonna be.
Right.
And then you continue to go and you like build a relationship with this dude, and be like, okay, cool, we can disagree on certain things. Like, after the whole Twitter storm that like Anthony did, it's like, man, it's fucked up that storm happened, and some of the things that you said was fucked up. And then hearing his side of it, it's like, okay, I didn't even think about it. Like, you know, you're getting beat on and you don't have any kind of outlet, and so you go to Twitter. It's like, okay, well, I can kind of understand that, because I was like, yeah, you could have you know, you could have been a nigga and hit this, you could have hit her or something, and that would have been super fucked up, and you should not do that. Right. But it's like, okay, I kind of understand where you're coming from.
It's,
I don't agree.
I mean,
with
it's a tightrope because it's like, on the one hand, you know, you don't want to go and misrepresent yourself, or you don't want to go and lose yourself over there. And then on the other, I mean, cause it, you know, that's a bigger, that's a big network that it can do positive things for your career and stuff. And then at the same time, you know.
But I disagree with that. I don't think it's going to, it doesn't do anything.
I'll put it, it can. Like if y'all got a show over there, you know, that's a way to get paid. Like, you know, like one of the things I had to realize, about a lot of this shit is that it's still work. Like, niggas is at work. And when niggas go to work, like, the same way I don't expect Karen to go to work and be like, nah, fuck that. Black Lives Matter in the, cause the cafeteria, cause it's like, well, I'm at work, nigga. Like, if you come home and you get fired for that shit, I'm gonna be like, yeah, you was at work. You like, so like, even in entertainment, it's still a certain amount of work. It's just, I don't think people respect it the way that they respect, say, working in accounting, but there's only so many waves that you're gonna make if you're in a certain space anyway. So it's kind of like, that's his domain, that's his show. So if y'all went over there and was on some like, man, fuck what you saying, dog. I don't care what your explanation is. It's like, oh, that'll be the last time y'all niggas get to go over there.
But this is the crazy shit though. It's the crazy shit though. We could, so like, if there are things that we disagree with, which there have been on the show, we can say that on his show.
Right.
You know, because he's like, no, what the fuck are you talking about? And then just really get into the back and forth of it. And that actually makes the show better because, like, we're not coming on there just for the sake of like, okay, I'm just going to berate these two black people, I'm just berate this black guy with all my bigoted views and deal with that. Like, I think maybe the last time, a second to last, it was a guy who was climbing Trump Tower, right? While we were on the show and, you know, we recorded live and they had the thing. So we're showing it and we're basically all doing commentary on it.
Right.
And I'm like, this is hilarious because if there was a Muslim guy climbing the tower, this shit would have been 10 seconds long.
Right.
If it was a black guy, he would have been shot off the tower. You know what I mean? And I'm going, Muslim, why would you say that? I'm like, niggas, we getting shot for selling CDs. You don't think we going to get a bullet for climbing a tower?
Right.
Like, I'm worried about that. The CDs don't bother me. They kill it. You know what I mean? And we start talking about that. And we go back and forth about it. And it's like, that's kind of what I'm saying
is like, it works both ways, basically. Like, y'all aren't going over there to get berated in the same way y'all can't walk in there to berate because it wouldn't work is what I'm saying. So I think there's a certain amount of understanding that you have to have for just the environment. The same way that, like I said, if a nigga went to work, you have your coworkers you can talk to about certain shit and you know who they are.
Right.
But you have your, you know, you still at work and you know you can't go to the fucking conference meeting and be like, so did y'all see they shot Eric Garner? It's just certain.
We all have done that at one point.
Right. It's just certain. Every different arena has certain lines, and that's nobody want to cross that line.
So I can't show up tomorrow with my no justice, no peace sign and march around people while they heat up they baked spaghetti from yesterday.
Nah, we got our pro black shirts, people don't wear their pro black shirt to motherfucking casual Friday.
I'm wearing this tomorrow. We gonna see how it goes. Yeah. I'm wearing this tomorrow.
When it's casual Friday, most people leave the sipping white tea shirt at home.
Yeah.
Most people do. You know, but I don't look at them and be like, you coon ass, compromised motherfucker.
Because you got bills.
Right. So I think to a certain,
that's our existence though. That's been, especially the black existence. It might have been everyone's existence who's just been disenfranchised. Like, you know what I mean? Like if you're Muslim and you work in the tech industry and you're in Silicon Valley, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then somebody comes up and is like, oh, we got to get ISIS and all these Muslims are bad. You might be Muslim. Like, oh shit, here we go.
Right. Yeah.
Go off on this nigga, hack this nigga. You know what I mean? Do you talk to him? It's like,
I look at Obama like that.
Yeah.
Like he at work. He's the most powerful job in the world and he's still at his job, man. Like, you just don't get to do and say certain shit. Like, I'm sure there's been a couple times he wanted to come out and be like, man, listen, these motherfucking cops need to chill. Yeah. This one was wrong. Like, y'all can argue some of these other ones. Pick whichever one you think it. He could have been like, yo, this Eric Garner shit, this one was wrong. And he can't say that. He can't say that. He at work.
Which is the crazy thing is like there's two sides to that. It's like Trump's gonna be in office and people are gonna expect him to say certain things and he will say whatever the fuck he wants to say. You know what I mean? So like if somebody gets shot, he can come out and be like, we gotta stick with the cops because I'm a pro cop guy. And you just gonna have to deal with that shit, right? The other side is this, when we talk about being black or being disenfranchised and going to work or whatnot, right? In a weird way, the beauty of me being on Anthony's show is that he's like openly bigoted with some of his ideas, and I can have conversations with him where I think a lot of people were caught up by the closet bigoted shit. You know what I mean? Like people are like, oh my God, Trump got in. I'm like, well, yeah, I've talked to some of these people,
right?
And I get where they're coming from. Everyone feels so like, oh my God, they lied to me. Like, yeah, y'all getting lied to because you have this bubble of people that you think fuck with you.
That
and
don't.
You don't. Like, I know this motherfucker over here has his ideas, but he fucks with me, and I know he fucks with me. You know
I got to switch over sessions real quick, Mike, and I'm going to invite you right back on screen. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Get this new session started.
Okay.
And I'll play this clip while we load everything up.
What did I tell you about disrespecting my new impression? Oh, with disrespect, dude. Oh my God, the mother mecca is right here before me. Do my eyes not deceive me, or am I looking at the goddess Isis herself? Can you do me a favor, my brown skin angel? Can you tell that white girl for me? My milk of magnesia. Oh!
Ah! Oh.
After the devil made you, he broke the mold. But maybe you and I could, make a little jungle fever.
Okay, yeah, alright.
Woo! Now that there is something special.
How come you talk all that noise about white men and then go date white women, fool?
No, you see, I'm just trying to do to white girls what the white man's been doing to us for 400 years.
Yeah, what's that?
Fuck him. Amy Joe!
Oh, you go.
That's my movie.
That's so fun.
That's my movie, dog. All right. So, but yeah, man, I do find that, you know, all that shit to be interesting. Because, like I said, when I listened, I wasn't like these niggas. But at the same time, it's like you can have the bubble. You can have that feeling of betrayal. I think a lot of people witness this. What I'm seeing from a lot of black people is that whether they want to admit it or not, there was a certain amount of trust that they had, is particularly in white women, to come through on this.
Come on.
And a lot of people feel betrayed. You know what I mean? Like, whether they want to admit it or not, because this amount of anger and sadness, I think it only happens if ultimately when it came down to it, you thought white women would be like, not this dude. And that didn't happen. Yeah. You know? Then the default for white men was, well, of course they're going to pick him. You know, I think people weren't even concerned about that. They weren't even fighting for that one. But the white women vote going to him was, it hurt a lot of people's feelings, I think.
Yeah, I mean, people didn't expect it. That's what happened. They didn't expect it. And they lived in this bubble where that's all they felt that was happening. You see all the blogs being written by white women. You see all these think pieces being written by white women. And they're like, all white women are going to vote for Hillary, except for probably like Tommy Loren, who is just crazy on YouTube. Like, other than that, everybody got our back.
Right.
And then you see that it ain't the case, man. It's not the case. And not even to mention, it's like a little less than half of the voting population just didn't even come out.
Right.
Like 46% of niggas was just like, man, I'm good.
Right.
That's insane. insane to think about.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think that's another part of that bubble too, is where I'm at, pretty much everybody I talk to votes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But that's a part of this thing too, is there's a lot of people who either don't vote, or in particular, they would have voted for Hillary if they were gonna vote, but they didn't want to vote for Hillary, so they didn't vote at all.
Right.
You know, so, and I think that's another part of it as well. And I still feel like almost the entire response to this wasn't even about 2016. It's just about Obama, all of it. Like, even the people that
it's all Obama related.
Say that again.
It's all Obama. It's like Obama and race are the things that like polarize.
Because it's not even like Obama is such a polarizing candidate. He's not. It's like the way he governed wasn't polarizing, in my opinion. It's all like just black president, and then this is what America will respond. And I mean that for good and bad. Because there's also people that the people who found all the Democratic candidates to be unacceptable is because Obama. Like he was the best. If he would have ran again, he would have won again. His popularity is higher than everyone who was involved in this race. It's higher than Congress and it's higher than the Senate. Like, that nigga is exemplary, when compared to everybody else. And a lot of this is just people being like, damn, he gotta go. Well, I don't want any of these motherfuckers to replace him. I'd rather have him, you know? And,
well, let's just not have America for like 4 years. Let's just pause it.
Right. Yeah. Can we just come back? Better. Reset, hit the reset button like a PlayStation when you're losing in Madden.
Can we just like Game of Thrones? Like, let's not have a season until we get our shit together.
Right.
We're ready to come back. We just gonna stop the show. We just gonna wait. Y'all just be cool. Get your belts. But when we get back, we gonna get back.
Like, cause I would say it was about, you know, his policies and shit, but I really, his approval rating is so high. So it's not that. People would vote for him again. These policies of his would get 4 more years in office if he could run. That's just how, that's just the state of the world, is we're all going, well, none of you motherfuckers are good enough to replace Obama. So America just went, well then, replace him with the person that, cause there's a whole group of people that have been hating this nigga from day one. It's like, let's just get the person that's the opposite of him in there then. Cause we are passionate about not liking his black ass. So we stayed passionate, the people that voted against him.
Right.
But as far as the people that would vote for his successor, we didn't stay passionate because we were sitting up there like, we don't like your ass. You're not likable as this nigga. Sing some Al Green. You can't even sing some Al Green. Look at you. You know, what's your wife look like? I'm not impressed by your wife. You know, like, it's just a big ass letdown.
Michelle got it, yo.
Yeah, Michelle, man.
Michelle got it. I mean, it's what's her name? Melania?
Yeah, Melania Trump. Yeah.
I haven't even really like looked at Melania as like a person. Like, I watched some of that 60 Minutes interview and I'm like, this is going to be a rough one. If you're going to have to watch her talk and try to get it together and Trump it's going to be rough. Y'all don't even risk, like, Obama was cool. Michelle was cool. Sasha and Malia, they were chill. Bo was good. He was a good dog. Everybody.
People like Biden. Like,
yeah,
it's just it's such a positive experience compared to what even if Hillary would have won, the experience we were gonna get under her for a lot of people was gonna be fucked up and polarizing. And I'm saying that for just the people on the left. Like, just the people on the left would have already been eating her alive. Like, man, you might as well have voted for a Republican or crooked. Da 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 da. It was gonna be fucked up, which is why she ain't win, because people already had negative feelings about the idea of her coming behind Obama anyway. It didn't matter what she would have said.
Yeah. I mean, I felt that way too, because, like, you know, we all remember when he was running in 2008 and she was trying to throw shade all over this dude.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that kind of that sticks with you. You know what I mean? But I also think, like, if you're liberal, you're kind of, I think you're less forgiving of our own.
Right.
Like, when we talk about Hillary and we talk about, like, that super predators thing, it's like, yo, you fucked up. We talk about mass incarceration. Yo, you fucked up and you should not be in it because you might do some shit like this again.
Right.
On the other side, it's like the right. They're like, well, you might have liked them before, but if you hate those niggas now, it's okay.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, that is so true.
They don't care what you did. How you feel right now? It's like this, like David Duke or whatever, who's down there at HBCU having debates and shit.
Right.
At the Stony Brook College and being former Grand Wizard of the KKK. And he's like, yeah, well, I'm doing politics now. They're like, well, we wouldn't have voted for you before because you was in Klan, but you're a politician now. It's okay. We got you back. Yeah. Where we would be like, get the entirety of the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? It's just how we're built. It's just how we're built, like.
Yeah, that's how it feels to me.
Yeah, and it's amazing that we live in a world how, you know, how we joke about how President Obama can't go on Twitter and talk like we talk, but you got Trump that does it, and nobody's never called him unpresidential for fucking tweeting his thoughts. Yeah. Like, could you imagine the president of our country could fuck around and have a Twitter beef with some king or diplomat from another country on goddamn Twitter? Liking each other on Instagram, going back and forth, showing pictures and shit. It's gonna be something else.
Yeah, like I said, I feel like this is what the country wanted and deserved. So
right.
It's just hard.
It's gonna be a shit show, but yeah.
It's hard for me to get upset because like when I see certain shit and it's like, oh, they appointed 4 racist people last week. I'm like, but that's what people wanted.
Right.
Like,
that's what you got.
That's what the democracy is. People got fooled into thinking that the democracy was everybody leans all the way to the left, and it's not. The problem is it's a lot closer than people thought. Because, you know, Democrats just don't have a spine and they're already giving up. Like, we gonna work with them. When they should be looking at, we had 2 million more voters that fuck with us. What do we gotta do to make sure that number wins next time? That's all. Like, that's all you need to be concentrating on. What does it take in America to make sure that number is enough to get the next, presidency and the next, you know, Senate and all that shit? And instead they're like, I'm scared, y'all. We need to work with these white racist people. It's like, all right, well, y'all fucking up.
Yeah, you're gonna lose again.
It's like you won the popular vote, but you also got little less than half of the voting population who said, nah, fam.
Right.
You just gotta get them to be like, I fuck with this. I'm a vote. Y'all didn't get them. There's a whole tap. There's resources there for you to use.
Right. I think real talk, Mike, I honestly think the biggest thing for Democrats is we're at that point where white people gotta give it up. And I don't think they know it yet. They don't realize as a party, it's time for brown, black people and women to be the names on the ballots and the leaders. Because
people to come out then.
At least for the left, not for the other half of the country, but for the shit that they're on and the shit that they profess to be on, you can't just be like, I'm white and I'm pro Muslims and I'm pro LGBT and I'm pro black people.
Because people
are looking at it and they're like, I don't really trust you anyway.
Right.
So you almost gotta be one to be like, yo, I'm Muslim and I'm running for Senate. Then it's like, I'll vote for you. When you look at some of the women that won this time, a lot of these women that came through, even in, you know, even with Republicans winning a lot of offices, the Democrats that did win, a lot of women.
Right.
Muslim, American, Native American. Mm-hmm. It was just these new demographics. It was like, we've never had an American Indian person win.
Right.
Why did she win? It's because people look at that and they go, I trust that you're for all the shit that I'm on.
Right.
As opposed to, here's Hillary Clinton, and I'm going, are you really for my shit or are you not for my shit? Yeah.
It's like you're never gonna trust a straight white male to do what's best for gay rights, women's rights, you know, for anything of people of color. You're just kind of not. It's fucked up.
Right.
But usually you're not, unless you have like a history of it. And I know like you know, before, like with the Bernie shit, where they're like, well, he marched, you know, he has a history, he's done all these things for black people. It's like, yeah, okay, cool, we get it, and that's good. That's good and all, but if you had a brother Sanders come up in there, people might be like, oh yeah, well I really believe him. He might not have went as far, but look at what happened with Obama. You know what I mean? We believed.
Motherfuckers just believed it because you believe in his shared experience with you. It's not even a matter of knowing all his opinions. I don't think people research every last opinion. And what I saw.
I don't know what the opinions matter.
Yeah.
I like them.
And like shit, there's certain people who have for 8 years have been in denial about shit that he's open about. Like, he's a very hopeful person. Like, he's a very much this is America. America is the highest possible echelon. We, all our values, we can aspire to these things, and I believe in hope, and I believe in that. And he has stayed on that shit no matter what has happened to him. Most death threats ever in United States history. You know, country sold out of bullets when this nigga got in office. He still believes this country is better than that. And people, like, I think because he's black and we're black, we were like, yeah, he just saying he don't really believe that. So eventually he gonna slip up and be like, man, fuck these crackers, and we all gonna have our moment to high five. And he's like, nope, no, really, really, I don't fuck with that. I believe that this is a great country and da 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 da. We can talk things out and all this shit.
And he was like, I'm gonna reach across the aisle, I'm gonna try to compromise. He said this shit. People didn't hear that shit. Then they were like, why are you trying to compromise? That's the fuck he ran on. Did you listen to what he said?
I just think people didn't believe it. They thought he would hit the hurdles and eventually be like, you know what? I'm ready for war. Fuck these motherfuckers. We doing this. And since he, because we can't imagine ourselves not doing it. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if you kept hitting the same fucking wall at your job, one of these days you're going to wild out. You just got to. One of these days, the average person, if you black and you kept hitting the same glass ceiling, one day at work, you're going to be like, today ain't the day. He never had that moment. It's been 8 years and he's not one of those people that has that moment. So I think people, even in that, there's still people to this day that feel like, no, that's not the real him. The real him is, I saw someone the other day, when he gets out of office, he's really going to say what he thinks. I'm like, no, he's not.
Goddamn right. Like, make the same shit he's been saying.
Right, yeah. This is what he think. This is what he think. He thinks this is best for the country to be like, I, like on some real shit, I feel like he's watching people want to destroy his legacy, and he's like, well, this is what the American people want then.
Right.
Yeah.
That's I
just hope that he, like, maybe, like, frees, like, the political prisoners at the end. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me
just
too.
Like, okay, we're going to pardon Asada. We're going to do all these things. Like,
that would be dope.
And be like, bye.
Right.
That would be dope. I mean, I do think he wants to bring the country together. He still wants to be the country to be together. And I think after, we might see more of his interests come out. So, you know, I do feel that he does care about, like, black America more than any other president has been. And I think he might really continue to do some work in that front. I think Michelle might continue to do advocacy for, you know, eating right and health and all that shit. But, you know, he's good. As long as he can get out safe and sound by the time Trump is inaugurated with no scandals, it's just like great. I love those eight seasons of the Barack show.
The thing for me is I always thought this was more of a symbolic thing that was gonna mean a lot for kids and mean a lot for people that have struggled in our lifetime to see see what blackness and how it's been treated in this country. That's it. Like, I'm like, he still did good work as president, but he still was president of essentially a corrupt imperialist entity. It's on, like, he can't fix all this. No one can. No one could do it from that office anyway. And he was the most opposed president anyway. So it was never about that shit for me. So it's like you said, Mike, come January, all this shit was a success for me. If he just can get out, I'm cool. Like, oh, cool. You didn't fuck nobody in the Oval Office. No embezzlement schemes. Right. You just did the job better than any motherfucker before. After you was gonna do it, and you know what, dog? You good with me? I'll let other people nitpick and be like, in 2009 he said this, and cool, you got it, bro. I'm not even gonna fight you on it. You don't have to like him, but I do. That's the end.
Yeah. And I think for
I
think for me the biggest thing is that I don't want him to get shot. And I want the Secret Services to do their fucking job. Motherfuckers hopping over the fence and flying planes and shit. Come on, what other president have you heard that happening to?
Yeah, just make it. Oh, go ahead, Mike.
In the house. No, I'm just saying, like, you had people running in the house, getting in the gate, running around. And he still wasn't like, America, keep your narrow asses out my house. And he could have said that, and we would have been all right with it.
Stay off my lawn.
Why, he never even had, like, a press conference about this shit. Like, he just was like, oh, I guess another person got in the garden.
Yeah, I guess he good, because honey been my back ass. If y'all don't stay off my goddamn yard,
right?
Definitely.
Oh, all right, God. let's move into our next section, guys. Okay, we've I'm not even gonna do fucking with black people today. I feel kind of fucked with. We talked about a lot of racial stuff.
Yep, Trump is enough. He get 100. The whole section get 100.
Yeah, you know, didn't necessarily plan on talking about all that, but we did, and it was good conversation. But we have a section. Mike wasn't on last time we had this section.
No, he wasn't.
But it's called white people news. So we're gonna do some white people news and as a palate cleanser, and we'll start with a white person song for everybody to enjoy. White people news time. Let's talk about what white people talking about, okay? Ben Affleck. Oh, what'd you say, Mike? I'm sorry.
I was really expecting a rap to come on to that, because when those drums kicked in, I thought I was going to hear like a boom for no reason, and then a rap just to happen right after that white people part. I didn't know this was a whole white song. Like, I didn't know this was a serious thing right here. I thought we would just listen to white people music, but this is real white people news?
Yeah, we got to relax.
Yeah, it's gonna be a whole lot of me going, who that?
Black news is a little too serious, okay? White news is where it's at. This is why white people are way less stressed out than us, because this is the kind of things they worry about. Such as...
Well, lay it on me, Rod.
For example, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner grabbed breakfast together, but they didn't look very happy about it.
Ah, shit. Were they fussing over the mimosas?
Well, you know, they almost got a divorce, but they decided at the last minute to not get a divorce.
Oh, so she didn't divorce Batman?
Even though he was caught on the plane with some chick that was their nanny.
With Tom Brady.
Where apparently they've managed to maintain an amicable relationship since their split June 2015. Sorry, they are still separated, I guess. They didn't get all the way back together. And, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner continue to be friendly as they were spotted grabbing breakfast together in Santa Monica, California on Saturday. The pair, both 44, both looked as if they would rather be elsewhere. Still, that didn't stop them from spending time together as they went for the meal. And you can see his face. He's very serious. She's got shades on looking at her bag, so that's not good. She wore a black eyelet top with 3 keyhole cutouts along the collarbone, which at times showed off her toned stomach. She coupled the stylish top with a pair of dark wash jeans and strappy black sandals that showed off her dark pedicure. And she covered her eyes with a pair of black sunglasses and carried a chic black leather handbag.
I got that leather handbag.
The mother of three had her hair wet, and at times she pulled it back into a messy bun on the nape of her neck. Must have went swimming.
Did they just stare at them for a few hours?
Karen, this is important news. I don't know why. What's up with these questions?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
This is a white, this is a white people news section.
Somebody get shot in this or something.
She was joined by Ben, who kept comfortable in a dark blue t-shirt worn underneath a black leather jacket. The Justice League star teamed those with a pair of fitted khaki trousers and a high top black sneakers. They split in June. Oh, I'm sorry. They did split officially. They split in June 2015.
Okay.
After 10 years of marriage, but they also share daughters Violet and Serafina.
They split, but no divorce.
They got divorced.
Okay.
Meanwhile, Jennifer was also spotted grabbing coffee with a friend and coordinating monochromatic ensemble on Saturday after working out. Mm. The dedicated gym goer showed off her toned pins and skin tight black leggings and kept comfortable in gray and blue sweaters.
Sound like somebody left yoga class.
That's this picture right here. Mm-hmm. That's when they had some coffee too. So that was a pretty big day.
Pretty big day, yeah.
For white folks. Let's see what else happened.
Water news got the nape of a neck for no reason in the news.
Listen, guys.
They news be so relaxed.
Because they want it. You gotta have the details. You gotta have the details in there, Mike, okay?
All the details.
These are the questions that people want to know about.
They want to know.
Guess who's back?
Who back, baby?
Oh,
Paris Hilton is back.
I didn't know she went anywhere.
In Trump's America. Last night was lit. Paris Hilton plays a DJ set in Sydney as her Australian Gold Rush Hour tour continues and reveals excitement at being back.
Okay.
Australia got a tour involving Paris Hilton as a DJ. That is interesting.
Very.
She announced her tour in late October with promoters describing the event as massive. And on Saturday,
that's a description.
Fans filled Sydney's marquee nightclub to see Paris Hilton play in her first pit stop on her Australian tour. The American-born socialite, known for her stints as a reality star, took on social media to share her excitement after the show and said, "Last night was lit AF," which means as fuck.
Ah!
The 35-year-old blonde, oh, she's 35 now. Blonde bomb, yo, her sex tape did not take off the way it was supposed to, man.
Mm-mm. I know she looked at Kim Kardashian like, I was first, bitch.
Yeah, she was supposed to build an empire off that sex tape, man. Remember it had the night vision?
The night in Paris?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like she sold it to Vivid and everything. It was supposed to be like a big deal. It just
wasn't the same.
Yeah.
You needed black Twitter to be a part of it. You needed to fuck a black dude. You ain't fucking a black dude.
Like, real talk.
Yeah.
That's why America still fuck with the Kardashians, because it's like they cuckold in America, dog.
Ah!
Like whether other people want to admit it or not. It's a reason them videos be near the top of all those streaming sites.
Yeah.
Whether people try to act better than that shit, but real talk, they love seeing some black dudes fuck some white girls, man. America is into it. I blame slavery.
Yeah, every porn site you go to, that's like the number one search. You be like, God damn, I'd be glad when this fade ends.
It's like it's our biggest sin but in private, everybody's looking at that taboo of it. And I think that's why them Kardashians keep popping up, man, because they just keep fucking niggas, dog. Like, the second they all get white dudes, nobody watching their shows no more, dog.
Ever.
And you also can't just fuck you just can't fuck the bus driver. You know what I mean?
Right.
You gotta fuck black dude who is a celebrity and some kind of respect. Like, even with Blake Griffin, was she fucking Blake for a little bit? Was she?
That other dude. Nah, the light skinned dude from the Nets. Mm-hmm. Chris Humphreys. Yeah.
Yeah. When she was fucking him, it was like, that was a little stress. She was like, you know what? I gotta go real black. I gotta make sure I know that he's black.
Too close to white. Chris Humphreys too close to white, dog. It gotta be a nigga, dog. That's why it's gotta be like an NBA player or a rapper or something. Cause it's also gotta be like a taboo to it. Like, if they fuck like a respectable ass, like congressman nigga, people would be like, I'm not interested in this show. It's gotta be like,
you can't have like Cory Booker Kardashian.
Right.
Nobody
right.
care about no quarterback.
It's gotta be like a 6'8" power forward. So people be like, I know they got a big dick. Like, that's all people watching them for,
that's,
man.
The only thing's gonna keep people interest. You know, black dick keep people interest around for what, 12, 15 seasons?
Right. It's a sick fascination. And Paris Hilton lost, man. She had a chance. Cause she was
on the cusp of the internet. Like,
that's not what I meant. She had a chance. She could have fucked Vin Diesel. I remember that story.
She told
him, I don't fuck niggers. And he was like, what? And that was the end of her. That was the end of her. America wasn't that interested no more.
Okay.
I mean, if he would have said that in Trump's America, maybe she'd be
right. Popping, but she, that's why she early. and that's why she's back. See what I'm saying? Come full circle, dog. She got that white only pussy, and now white only pussy is back, dog. It's
what the market demands.
It's resurging. It's touring around the world.
You better buy your stock. Get your stock in.
You better get some of this racist pussy. It is out here selling like hotcakes now. Anyway, she's DJing. I wonder if she's playing any black songs. Mm-hmm. Prior to her Sydney show, she took to Instagram to gush over her arrival in Harbor City, admitting she was excited to be back. Hey, Sydney, so excited to be back in one of my favorite cities in the world. Can't wait to see you at my party tonight at Marquee Sydney. Going to be crazy fun night. She finished adding the hashtags Paris and Australia and Gold Rush Tour. And on Saturday, she wore a dress. It was a black mini dress with silver fringing at the bottom. The chic ensemble was paired with leather gloves, which featured eyes and whiskers sewn into the front, so the accessory resembled kittens. She opted for a dark shadow on her eyelids and lashings of mascara, while wearing a nude lip and a light blush to contour her cheeks. Her hair was in loose waves and fell over her shoulders as she posed for pictures on the marquee red carpet.
I like them boots, though. The boots is flames. I ain't gonna lie.
Good for you, Paris.
I probably didn't describe the boots.
Good to have your racist ass back.
I know.
Let's see. In other news,
Paris put everybody on. She put Nicole Richie on. Mm-hmm. She put Kim Kardashian on. I mean, even like it was by mistake, but
she the plug.
Paris was the one. Yeah, she was the plug, man.
She the plug, dog. Hey, put some respect on her name.
Yeah.
On the Hilton Hotel chain and her name.
Right.
Busting out, Zilda Williams reveals eye-popping side boob in scant G-string swimwear as she parades her curves on Bondi Beach.
She's got the whole thing out of who is she?
She is the sun-seeking bombshell who found fame on The Bachelor.
Okay. All right.
It's funny because if I would have just said Zilda Williams and not put it in this section, people would have been like, "Oh, is that a black woman? Is that Serena's sister?"
Right, who
is she? We never heard of. Mm-mm. She's 33 years old, and she gave onlookers an eyeful as she paraded her curves in a very daring one-piece swimsuit on Bondi Beach this Friday. The blonde flashed more than a glimpse of side boob as she struggled to contain her surgically enhanced bust in the flimsy black swimming wear. And she had cheeks out and everything.
Mm-hmm. Showing it all.
Sporting well-developed tan. Mm. The busty reality star wasn't shy to parade her pert derriere in the revealing number as she partied with friends in the sand.
That description.
Her ensemble was complete with a dark blue baseball cap, leaving her hair to fall by her shoulder in a messy platinum blonde plait. She also appeared to wear a full face of makeup for the occasion, including a set of faux lashes, a swiper bronzer, and a slick of light pink lipstick.
She ain't had no plans of getting wet.
No, that means she also she called paparazzi and said, "Guys, I need you to
come take." Said, "I'm coming. Y'all come take this picture."
Yeah, that's how it works. That's why she had makeup, and that's why everybody else in the picture is blurred the fuck out, because this is basically a photo shoot for her masquerading as an article.
What is a pert booty? What is a pert?
Apparently, what we're watching on the screen right now, this is pert.
That's pert.
That's so the definition.
If you guys are into pert booties. This you are now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It don't get more pert than this right here, y'all.
Apparently it don't.
Pert. That's impertinent. This is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I want a little bit more pert.
Okay. This is why people know. I'm just let them have this.
They do this a lot.
This is day news.
Also on display was a tiny black and red heart tattoo on her upper left thigh. At one stage, she was spotted enjoying the company of a brunette pal who wore a white t-shirt and tangerine bikini bottoms. They were seen sunbathing on the beach towel before launching into an impromptu photo session. So there you guys go. Zilda Williams, that's what she's up to, guys. She hasn't appeared on TV in a long time. But
that's why she called them.
Yeah, that's how it always is. Like, give me my bathing suit, girl. We're gonna get back on these blogs. She's rumored to sign up to be a face of a new dating app rival to Tinder, Bumble, and Grindr. So there you guys go.
If you need a spokesperson for your dating app ain't gonna go nowhere.
Yeah, that's Zilda Williams. Mm-hmm. You know how we've all.
And Bumble and Grindr. That's the name of the app.
Right. It also sounds like she didn't win The Bachelor.
No, I don't think she did. We can ask Nick and Reggie, but I doubt she did.
Yeah.
Because if she did, she'd be on the beach with The Bachelor, right?
Right.
That'd be the thing. She'd be with the nigga.
And they would have said Bachelor winner.
Mm-hmm.
So. That's right.
All right. Also, like, mm-hmm. Go ahead, Mike.
In Black News, did we care about any of, like, the rejected Flavor of Love contestants? Like, did we care about them? Were there, like, Black News stuff on them at all?
Nah, mm-hmm. there's no Delicious wore a pair of jogging pants to the park. We don't get that.
Mm-mm. We don't get that, right? We don't get that.
Bucky was seen the other day walking to Target.
Getting ready for her shift.
Right. She wore a form-fitting Target shirt to her shift at Target.
Her name tag was neatly on her left titty.
A McDonald's hat sat atop her head.
It was perched perfectly upside her head.
Yeah. that's what we need, dog. We need some updates, man. Like that. Oh, you know, remember Real and Chance? Mm-hmm. It could be like real was spotted in a Burger King sun visor, turned to the back as he walked into his second shift.
Yes, be like, he came to work with slip resistant black shoes on. That's how that would go.
His frame was complemented by a pair of black khaki pants, which is also
khaki.
The regulation rules for working at IHOP.
Yes.
And was his brother, Chance.
The stallion is, yes, ma'am.
Dropping off his girlfriend in her her car with AKA license plates.
And his hair looked like it was good and relaxed with some Just For Me.
As he headed back to the house for a rousing game of NBA 2K17.
That's so crazy. That is so crazy.
All right, man.
Shout out to them, man. Shout out to them. I mean, it is just so, like, interesting because, like, with the Black News, like, even if you're watching, like This Nation or whatever, it's like all the stuff you hear is, like, some fuck shit with somebody. Like, it ain't news unless it's fuck shit. Either somebody got in a fight, somebody got shot,
right.
Somebody got their car repoed or whatever like that. Like Scott Storch is white. But I never heard no white news about him.
And
I heard when he was dating Lil' Kim. I heard when he got his car repoed. Like, but I don't hear nothing of white shit.
And that's why that's why we do white news.
Because mm-hmm.
The show is getting a little stressful, man. So we got to white it up a little bit, man.
That's how we decompress.
All right. Speaking of which, let's get back into the games. Let's play some Guess the Race so we can start wrapping this thing up.
Woo-hoo!
All right. Where's my Guess the Race music? Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. Now that it's time for some Guess the Race. That's right, it's Guess the Race time. That's right, it's time for Guess the Race. Number one game show going across all of podcast land. We read and play news articles from all over the globe. And we ask our contestants today, Mike Brown from the Comedy Outlaws podcast, to guess the race. And Karen in the chat room play along, and they are racist. All right. Let's see. Story number one. How about this one? A man tried to burn his ex-girlfriend's house with Cheetos, and he got convicted.
Oh, he burned his house with Donald Trump?
That's right. I guess they really were flaming hot. A man in Taunton, Massachusetts is going to jail for 2.5 months for setting his ex-girlfriend's house on fire while she was still in it.
Oh, that's all you get? 2.5 months?
Investigators say Shimroy Williams used a bag of Cheetos as an accelerant in a March blaze. The 31-year-old attempted to ignite the home in 5 different locations. And he wedged a propane tank against the house while a fire on the back porch was burning.
So do I need to question what my Cheetos is made out of? If we can start a fire with them?
First of all, if you eating Cheetos all this time and you ain't question what they was made of.
Why do I care now?
You might as well keep eating them.
I really don't care.
You made it this long.
I guess it got gasoline. I don't know. Shit, you put some flavor. I'm good.
He took the propane tank from a nearby cooking grill. Oh my God. He tried to kill me, the victim said after she escaped the house and stood outside with a friend. Williams had told his ex-girlfriend that he was thinking about killing her. She told police, according to the Taunton Gazette, he had destroyed her cell phone and cut wires off her car that he might have thought were a brake line. He didn't even cut the right goddamn wires.
He cut the power.
He just cut wires.
Like, now my radio don't work, but I can still crank it though.
Right. She'll never use her headlights again.
They'll be like, what's wrong? Why my windows won't go up and down?
He was arrested after about 100 yards from now. Oh, 100. He didn't even.
He didn't need 100 yards. We need to wait for the police to show up and then run.
This is ridiculous.
He was arrested a football field away from the house while carrying two lighters and a bag of Cheetos. Just open and shut case. I mean, don't want the cops to. He didn't want the cops to have to strain a muscle hustling down this one.
Oh. Hold it, but with the bag half empty.
Cheeto dust on his fingers. He was charged with malicious destruction of property.
What was his name again?
Is Shemroy Williams. S-H-E-M-R-O-W. Wait, I'm sorry. S-H-E-M-R-O-Y Williams.
Black.
Karen's going black. What about you, Mike?
Okay, where did this happen?
This happened in Taunton, Massachusetts.
All right. I'm going to go with white for two reasons. Mm-hmm. Okay. First reason, I was going to say he was West Indian because I feel like Shemroy is a West Indian name for some reason. Shemroy, well, go on, Shemroy. Like, I feel like that's a thing. But two, they didn't shoot this guy. He ran away and they got him and they apprehended this guy. Mm. Therefore, I'm going to say white.
All right, let's check the chat room and see what they believe. Let's see. Black man that was never taught how to do any research. Kissing dogs in the mouth while black man would have ate his cherries. White because he was bad at crime. White, that's a lot of extraness to kill somebody.
Oh, you skipped one. HC.
Which one?
HC.
Having to carry the bottle of grape soda slowed him down. Oh.
My God.
Joe Spacey says white. The correct answer is, and you guys are already split on this one, he was black. And I know Mike and the other people said white. Karen finally found somebody she's better at this game than.
When you spelled that name, I say no white man spelling his name like that.
Let me see if I can put his picture on the screen. Give me a second.
Because I'm bad at this game, Mike, real bad.
Yeah, Karen's.
I had a whole description of this guy picked out. You know what I mean? There was a propane tank. I thought it was like a King of the Hill character and everything. I was ready.
I was going to go white too till I had him spell the name.
Yeah, when he said, and I was like, I felt it was throwing me off. I was like, if he just says this name, I'm going to feel like it's supposed to be black, but it's not. And I'm not going to get caught out there in Trump's America. Turns out, it's one of us.
I'll be back on screen in a second, Karen. For some reason, it took me off screen. Okay. All right, I'm back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let me see if I can share the screen now, since it was tripping earlier. Let's see. And cool, let me scroll up to his picture. And that's the nigga right there in the hoodie.
And he got a hoodie on?
Yeah, he looking like, man, I should have used Doritos.
Oh, we don't see him yet.
Y'all can't see him? Mm-mm. All right, hold on. Let's see. Sometimes it take a second.
No problem.
It was Cheetos. If it was like, yeah, he tried to burn the house down with like Jet magazines or something, I would have been like, oh, yeah. He black.
You know, Ebony, double XL, I would have been like, okay, I understand.
Mike was waiting on pork rinds.
He tried to burn a house down with some sunflower seeds.
Right. I'd have been like, okay.
Right. A nigga definitely did that one.
Come on.
I'll put the picture in the chat, Karen, for now.
No problem. They'd be like, he was 100 yards away spitting sunflower seeds at the house. I'm like, okay, he black.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Rod's still lying. He just gonna put a picture of some random black.
Yeah, let me refresh, because then I can come right back and it can.
Oh, no. I see him. Yeah, that's real.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna still refresh so y'all can see it though. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, that's a brother.
Mm-hmm. Give me 1 second to refresh. And I guess while I'm refreshing, I'll play a clip.
There's nothing better than working out in the sun, coming out of the pool, and walking up to a nice, sexy body girl with that thing that you're shaped like. My girls, everything wrong, body fat, stomach flat, so yo. The thing right.
I'm just saying,
you see, like, if it was Jet Magazine or something, if it was anything else that was black, I'd be like, yo, yeah, he would have done that.
Yeah, he just...
Brothers, we gotta do better. You gotta do better.
And someone said he didn't do research, but I feel like knowing Cheetos are flammable is some research.
Yeah.
The oil in Cheetos? That's diabolical, brother. I would have never thought of that.
Ever.
He had to do some kind of research for that. You know what I mean?
That's some MacGyver shit. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. if I was trapped in a closet and it had nothing but Cheetos and matches, my ass would die in the closet with Cheetos and matches.
Know.
Yeah, they were like, he ate half the Cheetos and died, you know.
Right,
like this motherfucker was like, you can burn that, brother. Show you how to make
it. I would have died in there too. I wouldn't have been hungry and it wouldn't have been dark. You understand what I'm saying?
I could have made a bomb if I would have just had some Nihilators. Yeah, that's his picture in the chat. I finally got
to cook the Cheetos. You know what I mean? Just to get a little toasty. Get a Cheeto toasty. You know what I mean? Just take that.
Right. He tried to grill Cheetos and burned himself to death. Karen, did it show up this time?
Yes, okay. It did.
All right, cool. Now let me go to the next story.
Okay. Yeah, it's down now.
All right, cool.
Oh, man, I got to try to get my win back.
I had such a good streak.
Every time I've been on the show, I've had such a good streak for the years.
Let's see. A Florida Kidsville is shutting its doors after the staff is popped for scamming babies out of lunches.
We begin with breaking news surrounding a Contact 5 investigation. Kidsville daycare centers in Delray and Boynton Beach must close their doors by next week, leaving hundreds of parents without child care.
The Palm Beach Child Care Advisory Council revoked the owner's licenses today. Contact 5 investigator Sam Smink is live at Kidsville in Boynton Beach. Sam?
The parents I spoke with late this afternoon say they have had no idea the health department was even investigating Kidsville and are at a loss about what to do next. But the health department investigation reveals Kidsville has been a problem since it opened 3 years ago.
Shit.
The reactions sound the same.
I mean, I'm shocked right now. Wow. I didn't know that.
No one say anything about that.
Parents shocked and overwhelmed to hear Kidsville will shut down by Thanksgiving.
That's bad. That's no good. That's bad.
Is it stressful to think about finding a new place?
Yes, definitely. Especially my daughter used to the teachers.
Today, the Child Care Advisory Council put the owners of Kidsville on trial. A trial Kidsville lost after Palm Beach County Health Department investigators offered evidence that owners Marcius Merthel and Gene Benjamin broke Florida law. Those investigators argued Merthel and Benjamin often tried to sell the daycare on paper, but in essence remained in charge.
There were issues when our inspectors would go into the facility that, you know, there was a person who may or may not have not been present or sneaking out the back door.
That person, claims the health department, was Marcius Merthel, who by law isn't allowed in any child care facility because of a past fraud conviction. The department also presented new allegations by former Kidsville director Michelle Spears.
Every child in the school signed up for the food program, even if they weren't actually receiving the food from the food program. I was privy to the fact that they were funding personal parties with the food program.
And Spears claimed the owners told staff members to reduce the amount of food given to babies in their care.
So the babies weren't being properly taken care of?
No, unfortunately, they were not receiving as much as they should have.
Myrtle and Benjamin decided not to show up today to defend themselves. Their lawyer notified the health department late last night that they would not participate. As part of their decision today, the Child Care Council ruled the Kidsville centers can be sold, but not to family members or anyone with any relationship to Myrtle and Benjamin. If you are a Kidsville parent and you need help finding a daycare, you can call the number on our screen, 561-514-3300. We will have that number on our website. Go to the Scene on 5 section of WPTV.com. Live in West Point Beach, Sam Smink, WPTV News Channel 5. We begin with breaking.
All right, guys, guess the race.
What are the names?
I don't remember their names, Karen. You heard it.
This is, okay.
I'm going to go with my first instinct, and my first instinct is white.
Karen's going with white.
I want to go with white, too. I just want to kind of break down why.
Okay.
In Trump's America, a lot of people are surprised by the election results, and they're like, oh, I can't believe that this happened. I can't believe that this happened. And it turns out that a majority of white people voted for Trump, right? I think that same sentiment is being heard of, I can't believe this place is scam. I can't believe this place is scamming us, right? I feel that the sentiment of anger would have been more present if it was a black owned place, Kidsville. You see what I'm saying? I feel like they'd be like, you know, I knew something was wrong with this guy. Like, I feel like it would have been that kind of thing. But everyone's like, oh my God, I feel like I've been wrong. You understand what I'm saying? And that's how I'm feeling. And I just don't want to believe he out here scamming the babies, you know? And it seems like such a huge scam. Like, there's so many layers to the scam. Like, I'm gonna open up a business. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get the licenses to do everything. And I feel like, Lord, don't let it. I'm gonna go with white.
Let's check the chat room, see what they believe the Kidsville management is.
You look stressed.
Let's see. Where'd you ask? Okay. Trump inspired white. The Similac parties be lit white.
Aww.
Lit AF, even. Their puppies in the dog fighting center next door were well fed, however.
Aww.
White. I'm white. I do what I want. Selling baby formula on the black market. Going with Mike's rationale. White folks scamming black babies. Partying off of food handouts, selling EBT, black knees, elbow, lips, but white people call children kids black.
Aww.
whiter than snow and cheddar bellied scam artists. Well, sadly, most of y'all are wrong. They were black. What, Karen? You know how the recording works. You gotta wait till it's done booing.
My bad.
What were you saying?
I said I almost did, but I was like, like Mike said, everybody was all shocked and surprised.
Well, Mike, there's no excuse for Mike, cause he should have just went the opposite of you, cause I told him before that you're terrible.
I am.
And as soon as you went white, he should have said, that's obviously a black person. a couple of y'all did say black.
I could have went anything else. I could have been like, it sounds really Asian for some mm-hmm. reason. I feel it's Asian. I could have went
anything else in the world. Anything.
I just want to apologize really quick to all mm-hmm. the white viewers now. I'm sorry. And if you're really mad, just boycott my show and buy some tickets.
Buy some tickets to 27.
Sell it out. Union
next
Station.
Next Sunday at Union Hall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, next Sunday.
Union Hall, I'm sorry. Union Station. I'm taking them to the bus station. My bad.
Karen gonna have him looking for mass transportation. He said he's performing on one of these buses, baby.
Which one is the A line, the B line?
Yeah, which bus is Mike Brown on?
You performing on the bus, baby?
What train is Mike Brown on? I'm here for Union Station. I'm here to see if the boy. I know he's gonna be funny. There's gonna be some people on the train talking about Showtime. Y'all ready for Showtime? Oh, it's Mike Brown. I saw Mike Brown before. I'm from the Blackout Tips, guys.
This gonna be good. This gonna be good.
Yeah.
Then they're gonna be like, that nigga didn't never show up.
Right. You know, I saw him. He was really athletic. He wasn't as fun. Not a lot of jokes. But, you know, he flipped over a couple people. He got some money.
He was tap dancing, had a beat boombox and everything.
I gave him $2.
Apparently, he's 3 young black boys.
Yeah. He's also selling candy for his basketball team so he can stay off the street. So we bought 2 balls, and we really thought he was funny on the show. That's her. That's one of the management people in the picture.
Yeah, she real black.
And then there's also the black, a dude that was ahead of it that was trying to sell it while skimming the money. He was black, so.
That sounds like my mom would do. That's a mom scam.
That's a pretty, you know? Yeah, it's a pretty big scam. All right, we'll do one last one. Let's do the bonus round. Where's my bonus round music? Here we go. Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race. That's right. Double the points, double the race, and the bonus round against the race. So far, we're all over the place. But we're going to see if we can get it together in the bonus round. Karen's up 1-0. All right. Let's see what's going on. You guys getting nervous?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. An aspiring weatherman has been arrested because he started a forest fire so he could film himself reporting on it in a desperate bid to draw viewers to his Facebook channel.
Gotta get them YouTube up. Did he start it with Cheetos too?
I wonder if he had a weatherman name, you know? Like, it's me, Ash Fires, and I'm out here reporting live from the woods.
It's me, Larry Sprinkles.
You know, they always had them stupid ass weatherman names.
It's me, Dom Tornado. That's not your real name, dog. That's not your real name. Me, Sue Tsunami.
I can guess the race. I hope you got I can guess the race name. Like, hey, it's me. It's Kareem Johnson.
It's me, Kareem Blaze. And I'm out here reporting live in the forest. An aspiring weatherman.
It'd be Kareem Lightning.
Oh, my God.
Well, I was trying to keep it all fire related. An aspiring weatherman started a forest fire and filmed himself reporting the scene in a desperate attempt to draw fans to his Facebook page. Johnny Mullins started the blaze in Jenkins, Kentucky last week as other fires ravaged the region. So there were other real forest fires.
Holy shit!
So he set a fake one so he could report on it live on the scene. Like, it wouldn't be suspicious that he discovered the newest forest fire by himself.
They've been fighting forest fires for months, and then yours just pop out the blue. Come on, dog.
He filmed himself at the scene, and he uploaded videos to Facebook, some of which received thousands of views. The 21-year-old was later arrested and told officers he started the fire because he liked the attention it brought him. Now, that's honest of him.
Damn it.
If you want to hear him, because I think I got some video of it. Let me see if you can tell from his voice.
Good afternoon, everybody. Johnny Mullins here up down you with the dangerous forest fire conditions we are dealing with this afternoon. As you can see, we are dealing with some dangerous forest fire conditions. We have trees, actually, that are on fire right now, as you can see toward me. Let me show you some of this toward the ground. As you can see, continuously just beginning to just stay on fire this afternoon across Eastern Kentucky.
Now, in all fairness, the fires all the way in the background, which seem to be the other fires, are like really smoking. Like, those trees are burning. The fire that he's talking about is some on the ground, is about 20 feet away from him, and it's the smallest fire I've ever seen in my fucking life. Like, it can't possibly be from the other fires. It's not connected.
Let me get behind this fire part where I can show you. Don't want to get so close to the fire because of the smoke, but as you can see behind me, this is what we're dealing with. We are dealing with some very, very dangerous conditions this afternoon across Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah, so like clearly he's pointing to the real big ass fire because I'm pretty sure he didn't set that one. Mm-mm. And that one's in the background. He's close enough where he didn't have to do this, is my point. He didn't even need to set this secondary close fire. That for no fucking reason.
Covered that one and just act like he was on the scene.
But he wanted to discover it.
Damn, this is a good one. This is a real good one because I instinctively just want to say this is a white person.
He white. You in Kentucky. He set a cornfield on fire or some shit.
Karen's going white early. Mm-hmm. What about you, Mike?
Now, I don't know.
Mike's confused.
I'm going to have to go to the chat. I'm going to have to see whatever the chat consensus is. I'm going with the chat. The chat's going to save me.
All right. The video was uploaded last week to his page. He coughed and sputtered as he fought his way through the smoke to report the scene. Wait, he was dramatizing.
We have a very dangerous forest fire going on. We are dealing with drought conditions. We do have helicopters flying over right now, though, taking care of this, and they are dripping a lot of water over the region, keeping us updated here this afternoon. We're beginning to see a lot of water in progress this afternoon across eastern Kentucky.
He's not very good at this either. He keeps repeating the same thing. He was arrested and charged with second degree arson for his 2,400 views. I hope it was worth it. Shout out to every comedian listening, being like, my YouTube video, I didn't get 2,400 views. I should have started a fire.
Right.
Shout out to JL, man.
JL. How did he book that forest fire? Who booked? Did he have the management? He had management?
I mean, let me know.
Right.
Oh my God.
Also, at the end of this, it says he will be hired by SNL to do a Trump impression. Right. So,
oh, I'm sorry.
Good for him. Good for him. He's SNL's new Trump, by the way.
He making America great one forest fire at a time.
Right. All right. So y'all both went. Well, no, you went with white.
I'm white.
Mike went with whatever the chat say.
I want to apologize to all the white people again, because I'm just blanketing whiteness on all of y'all, but I feel that we are going with white. The chat says we're going white.
Okay.
We're looking at the boys.
We got two whites. Let's check the chat room.
So that's the case. We all gonna be wrong.
Dude. I won't be fooled again. Fire Marshal Bill Lee Bob White.
Oh.
Ain't no niggas in Kentucky white. I also reported the Black Lives Matter wrote Blacks Rule at the scene. They wrote Blacks Rule, crackers not cool. That's how I knew it was them.
If you didn't
know he was white from the activity, you know his white from the feeling entitled enough to call yourself a reporter when you clearly have no experience.
Mm. That's a good one. Mm-hmm.
Social commentary. Black Rob says only a white man would create extra work for himself. Nicole says lips twisted to the side. Johnny with that voice. Nobody should get this wrong. White. Charlotte says, as white as the salt and garlic that did not make it on that boiled chicken.
Aww.
How do you have dried out boiled chicken, Dan? The correct answer is, who is Dan?
I don't know, but they mad at Dan for not seasoning his chicken.
Who's it? Seasoning rhymes with reasoning.
All right. The correct answer is, he's white. You guys got it. That was for all the marbles. Karen, you still win, but you got 2 out of 3. Mike got 1 out of 3. And on a happy note.
I got 2 points, though. Give me my 2 points, though. I lost by one, technically.
Yeah. So true.
2 to 3.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this was a double round, so yep. Let me put this picture in the chat. You guys probably want to see what this fool looks like. He just don't look like he got it all there, man.
He look a little off.
Yeah, it don't.
You gotta respect him though for starting the fire though.
Yeah,
like I'm trying to get that exclusive.
That's probably how he defended it too. When the police showed up, he was like, "I didn't start the fire; it was already burning, and the world is turning."
I really didn't expect him to look like this.
Me neither.
He was never gonna get hired.
No, he never was.
He need a hairpiece. It's not a good look, man. Look at that little ass fire he started, though. Y'all see that? He went to jail for that. Right over the right shoulder. Or left shoulder. Mm-mm. Motherfucker. Burn a real tree.
It was like a lens flare or some shit.
Like you went to jail for this? I know whoever had to pick him up from jail was mad as fuck.
Come on.
I saw your video, Johnny.
Yeah, I know. Look like he should be at home playing Xbox One.
Yeah, calling little kids niggers and shit.
Right in his mama's basement.
He should be somewhere online harassing me for not voting for Trump. Come on, man. What are you doing?
He'll be in jail. Because they don't arrest people for that, apparently.
All right. Last thing, guys. Sword ratchetness.
Okay.
a woman has injured her boyfriend. This is her boyfriend or husband. Her husband with a sword after they argued over some drugs.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Oh.
A woman was arrested after she injured her husband with a sword after an argument over drugs and their relationship. You know they always gotta throw that relationship in there. I thought we was just arguing about cocaine, but no. I want you to want me to smoke the crack. I want you to want to smoke crack with me, not just smoke crack because I'm here. Love should have crack should have brought your ass home last night. Crack should have brought you home. You home last night.
You should have been with me
when I was smoking that pipe.
Baby.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
If you cared anything about me, you would have shared that crack pipe with me.
The Clay County Sheriff's Office responded November 5th to a home in Middleburg, Florida, just outside of Jacksonville, Florida. During the Karen has cracked herself up.
That's hilarious.
All right.
During
that argument, Brandy Overdeck, guess the race, white, threw a wrench at Peter Overdeck and hit him in the thigh. I guess she threw a wrench in the whole program. The report said that Peter Overdeck got a sword and caused damage to the home and dropped the sword. Then she grabbed the sword and struck him in his stomach, forearms, and right side.
Oh my God.
Who is she? She a crack ninja? What's happening here?
Right?
I only get my powers when I do crack.
You can have crack and a sword at the same time.
That would make a great anime.
Yes!
A person that's gotta, they gotta do crack to get their powers for their sword.
Get on the anime, people.
Right? I would watch that.
I'd watch the hell out of that. Yeah, I would.
Right.
Oh my God.
They're like, don't let her get to the crack. Oh shit, you done fucked up now. She got it on her nose.
Yeah. It would be awesome cause you know in anime they always do the inner monologue in the fighting shit. Mm-hmm. And so it would just be now I can feel the crack coursing through my veins.
Yes!
Oh man. That's gonna be a dark ass anime cause the thing they're gonna have to do to get that crack before they get the powers.
Right.
Get in a fight with somebody.
Crack sword. coming this fall. Crack sword.
Yes!
He be doing his special moves and shit.
They're gonna power up. They're gonna hit the anime. They're gonna be like, come in.
Yeah, he could be doing his. You know how they do their special moves and they got a Sam at the same time. It'll be like 8-ball strike, crack rock block. His defense is impenetrable.
You know, I have like the heroin addict be like the villain.
Yeah.
Like I have like the drunken monkey and shit just lined
up. Right.
Yeah. And you know what? When they both get together, they will always talk about the weed person, how the weed person never motivated to just fight.
Well, you know, that person would be the black dude drawn with big ass lips and big eyes.
Right. But the thing about the weed person, he'd be like the drunken person. You know, he'd be real slow, but he will fuck you up and you won't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Be the person.
Where's Aaron Gruda when you
Or he'd be the person. He'd blow weed smoke at you and you just hallucinate. That'd be his power. Yeah. No, he wouldn't even have to fight you.
We could call it
Weed Man Use Confusion.
Yes!
We could call it One Rock Man. And he could be just doing one rock.
Oh my God.
I can't wait for this. This anime gonna be flames. I can't wait.
Well, he went to the hospital. They've been married for about 4 years. Apparently, they were under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
Oh, you don't know? She just combined it.
And they found two swords inside the home. She was placed on suicide watch, and she's also been charged with aggravated battery. So. There you guys go. Mike, thanks so much for being here,
thank
man.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I love y'all, man. I really appreciate it.
Same to you, bro. And good luck at the compound, and also come out and see him. Karen got me fucked up now. I had it good for 2 hours. Now I'm like, which one is it?
Is it Hall? Is it station?
The station? It ain't gonna be happening at the station. Yeah. Union Hall in Brooklyn, New York. Sunday, November 27th. That's next Sunday, the Sunday after Thanksgiving. come out. It's going to be great. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and all that for all information at Yo Mike Brown, at Yo Mike Brown. Shout out to Brandon Comedy Outliers. We got that podcast too. It's great. Yeah.
Yeah, the podcast is great, man.
It is really great, y'all.
Yeah, like y'all doing some great work over there, man. Mm-hmm. I always listen to you guys for my Inside Comedy Dope and for my, you know, also for my just, you know, my Black Fix, man. Y'all good.
Yeah, and for those,
thank you. We really appreciate it. You guys have been so good to us, and we love listening to you guys and working with you guys. So we appreciate it, and all the people in the chat, y'all funny and shit, man.
Oh, no problem. We love y'all too. And also for those of you that's looking for something new, check out his Can't Stop, Won't Stop. If you have not chatted on YouTube,
check the web series.
Yeah, and they're really good, y'all.
They're short.
They're very funny.
You can binge a whole season in like 10, 20 minutes, man.
Right. And also for those of you that know, we deal with other comedians, you'll see them as guests. So it is very fun ride.
Yeah. And season 3 coming 2017. It's going to be lit. It's going to be lit, man.
All right, man. We about to get up out of here. We'll talk to y'all later. Until then, love you.
Love you too. Mwah.